If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
What?
I didn't tell you what happened. No. I started having, like, my friends coming up to me and just telling me, like, really, like, rude, horrible rumors. Like, the next thing I know, all, like, the exact same things they were telling me, like, ended up, like, on the internet.
Right. Horrible.
And it got back to, like, Laguna and my parents.
No. What were the rumors?
They basically were saying that, like, me and Jason made, like, inappropriate videotapes.
No.
Who does that?
I want you all to die.
Looking for some bling. Where's the most high end?
This section right here.
What do you think is the best stuff here you got?
I would say this line here. It's all 18 karat gold, white gold, yellow gold.
Wow. And now.
There we go. Sold.
Our feature presentation.
Come I on. Hate him so much. Yeah,
do you think it's possible that people across the country, and I'm not usually this person, I don't worry about this very much, but do you think people across the country look at that and say, wow, those people in Los Angeles, seriously?
Yeah.
What
seriously,
kind of nut
what?
Jobs are out
what
there?
Are they? Yeah, I mean, they're so vacant, too. These women, you look at them, their facial expressions as they talk to each other, there's nothing going on. It's yeah. frightening.
And for me to say that, for God's sake.
Another thing I hate about the Laguna Beach or the Hills people is that they always treat Los Angeles as if it's some far-off, mysterious place, oceans and oceans away from Laguna, as if you're in the backwoods of it. Well, I don't know. Somehow this rumor reached all the way from Hollywood to Laguna, where my parents are. I mean, that's got to be like 40 miles. I don't know how they mysteriously got this information.
And her mom's saying, you know, that's just Los Angeles. It's not the rest of the world.
It's LA.
Just LA.
It's that African country somewhere in the bottom
the
of Africa.
Crazy.
Well, I think Lauren's mom is referring to the Hollywood lifestyle that these people really do live in, even though they don't show it on the show. You know, the parties and the premieres and all that kind of
right.
stuff that they do because they're celebrities. I think that's maybe what she's talking about, is that's the lifestyle that they're into.
It really does, though, sound like it's not only a different language, but a different time
yes.
when they talk about it. It was
oh,
like,
yeah.
it's like, you know, that's the mid-1500s. That's completely different than now.
And maybe they don't go to movie premieres, but they do all that kind of partying and stuff in Orange County.
Right.
And the yeah. clubs
especially
and all
the rich kids,
crap.
Of course.
Of yeah. course.
That house, by the way, that Lauren grew up in is unbelievable. It's one of those that's high up on a, you know, a cliff overlooking the ocean kind of thing. I mean,
yes.
they came from real, real dough, that family, I'll
yeah.
tell you. But they yeah. sure is dumb.
They sure is.
They sure is dumb.
5:33, it's Wednesday, the 15th of
August. Yay!
I think you put a little work into that one.
Was that
considering
good?
You forgot until right as he said it, that was pretty good, Lisa.
I didn't forget. I just didn't know if you were going to play and then have me do it or you wanted
no,
me to do
was,
it live.
That was good.
I didn't forget.
It was all you. And that was all good.
All right. Thank you.
Well, can we do it again?
So would you like me to try again?
Well, I mean,
okay.
Would it hurt?
Let me think about you naked, Kevin.
Happens to me all the time. Sexual harassment.
August.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that really did it.
Oh, we have a keeper.
That put me over the top right there.
That was a keeper.
Wow. I wish you really looked like that.
How dare you?
Oh. I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, well, you can't think about Kevin naked. Speaking of Kevin, by the way, I did something that is related to you yesterday, Kevin.
What?
I've never used the ringbacks before.
Oh.
But remember when we talked to the guy who is the ultimate what is the ultimate weapon, I guess, is
yes.
his cable show, right? He's
human
the guy
weapon.
Who
human weapon.
Yeah, the human weapon, right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who goes around and fights in the style of the locals.
Right.
You know, whatever their jiu-jitsu is, he learns it and then goes and fights. It's a pretty cool show, right? And we had him on the program last week. We called him and he had Justin Timberlake, remember, as his ringback tone.
Yes.
And I've never used these before, and I guess they're, you know, they're pretty popular and stuff. So I thought, I'm going to start assigning some for various people in my life. So not that Kevin has ever, ever, ever called me, but I put his, you know, name and number in my phone, and I thought you might be interested to hear what the ringback tone is.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread
spread them wide. Ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
Just lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
They're all set then.
I lean like a homo.
Now you I thought have to you'd enjoy call that. Him.
Bean spends a lot of time discouraging people from calling.
Right.
And then but assigns the ring back tones.
Right. In the event that, you know, there's an emergency and you actually have to call, at least now you know what you'll be hearing.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
You know, I've never listened to the lyrics of that before. I thought it was different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's it. That's the song. Huh. And by the way, while we're talking about songs that you've heard on the Kevin and Bean Show, big ups to Ashton Kutcher, who does all of our music for us, that Brow Down, the international pop sensation Brow Down, ladies and gentlemen, this morning you will wake up and find it on the front page of MySpace.com, the most popular website
what?
In the world.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh,
I
my
am not.
God.
Yes. The homepage for MySpace.com now features Brow Down.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
I got an email from a listener this morning when I came into work, so super early in the morning, and it's like, hey, did you see that Brow Down's the number one song on MySpace, the first song you see when you log into MySpace? And I didn't even respond. I just deleted it because I said, well, that's clearly a mistake. It's impossible. And
well, I checked it out. Yeah, I mean, it's the single biggest website in the world, and it's the number one, you know, for they don't rank them by popularity, but it's the first song that appears on the site if you go to that homepage. So how about that?
Wow. My God.
Yeah.
That's
like
bizarre.
We're not getting enough hate mail from the Armenians. Now we need more.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette? Tell you where I'm coming from.
Does this get all the way down to Laguna?
I'm not sure.
No.
Okay.
Glendale!
Brow Down!
Glendale's my town!
Brow Down!
I love System of a Down!
Brow Down!
Because I'm Armenian, bro! Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe! Dracar cologne ingrained in my chromosome! Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone! Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up! Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up! Cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes, looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with, covered in fur even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel.
Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh.
I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly, and shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride, I slick back my hair as I cruise to the west side. Glendale Galleria, Armani Exchange, gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne, gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh? Hit that chorus one more time.
Brow
down. Brow down.
Brow
down, bro.
Brow down.
How does something like that get on the front page of MySpace?
Because it's awesome.
It is awesome, but I mean, you're talking. I mean, you are singling out a group of people and poking them with a stick. I mean, that is happening. We do that to everybody here. We do that to each other, and everybody gets picked on at some point in their life. But MySpace doesn't seem like it focuses on that. Don't you think, like, my penis is so hairy, I have a pubic turtleneck or whatever it was? I mean, really?
I spent the afternoon making a list of famous Armenians. Eric Bogosian, Andre Agassi, Jerry the Shark Tarkanian. That is all.
I don't know how it happened either, but it's the world we're living in, I guess.
Fantastic. All right.
I would say you want to, starting today, Psycho Mike, maybe have Dave start your car for you before you leave. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Because we didn't want him to do that.
No, we were against it. Yeah. I don't approve at all.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have we got to talk about Michael Jackson. I don't know if you've seen this lately, but you know that prince in Dubai who was paying for him to live there for a while?
Yeah.
Right after the trial? He signed some kind of a record deal with Michael Jackson, and Michael, of course, did nothing.
This is weird. Michael Jackson still, even as creepy and as far out and as washed up as he appears to be, he still gets all these opportunities, these great opportunities to get back into the business and make some real money. like this guy who was bankrolling a whole record label for Michael Jackson. All he had to do was show up and start doing something. As far as I know, he's never done a thing. He's never recorded a song or signed an artist or done anything. He just took the money and ran.
So now the dude, the prince in Dubai, is suing him because he's saying, we had a deal, I spent millions, and I got nothing.
Michael back in court again.
Hard to believe.
My God.
Also today, Harvey Levin and from TMZ.com.
Yay.
All the latest in the entertainment world. We'll talk to Harvey. We have, well, Bean got jury duty finally after his entire
yes.
life. Bean has wanted, like breath, jury duty since the day he was born. I don't know why, but he has, and he finally got it. And it's during his vacation that his wife planned, and we need to call her. And,
it's formerly during my vacation. It's not anymore.
I mean, I mean, it's to Italy.
Yes.
Don't you have your tickets and all your reservations?
Sure.
And all
yeah,
that? It's all set
Italy,
up?
He's had that Italy, for 6 months.
Yeah, Italy's been there forever, Lisa. It's going to be there another year. I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to be on another jury.
Well, that should go well. I see good things in your future.
Oh, my God.
I am juror 10230-8715. That's me. So I'm going to be there. I don't want to miss it.
But
you can postpone.
Yeah, but what if there's some sort of a mix-up, guys?
What if, dude? You
can postpone. It took me my whole life to get my first jury summons. You think I'm going to throw it away and then depend on the good fortune of being rescheduled?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get it, man.
Guys who were sexually harassed today?
Oh, really? Is this like students who sleep with their hot teachers?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, seriously.
Poor babies.
How much damage is being done? That's our
seriously.
Question. Seriously. But we'll take those phone calls today. And Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 14 from R.
Fantastic.
Kelly. And the links are up at krock.com. And you just, if you haven't seen them, you will not believe that they're for real. But
magic.
They are.
Well, number 13 was great that we heard yesterday. And Ralph's bringing in the next chapter today. I can't wait to find out what happens.
So we got all that. Plus, we have KROQ's LA Invasion. More tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Perry Farrell's Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, and Paramore. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, but you don't really need to do that if you win the tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
Ralph's got the Showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Let's start up celebrities no longer allowed to have relationships, shall we?
Okay.
Lou Diamond Phillips. Remember him from La Bamba? Played Richie Valens, rather.
Sort of, yeah.
In that movie about the famous 50s
mm-hmm.
rock star.
Who, of course. He had a wife who left him for a woman, if I recall correctly, at one point.
Nice.
Okay, that was my punchline, but let's move on, shall we?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to identify Richie.
See, I started off by saying people shouldn't have relationships, and that would be one of the reasons you wouldn't want to have a relationship when your wife
Why
leaves
is he
you
back
for another
in,
woman.
In the news?
Because his wife is divorcing him. The one he got after the one who left him for the lesbian. And is now divorcing him after 11 years of marriage.
Wow.
Model wife Kelly Phillips has announced that she is divorcing Lou Diamond Phillips, who has to shell out more than $13,000 a month in spousal and child support.
Wow.
I didn't know we had that kind of money.
Well, those La Bamba residual checks keep on rolling in, Lisa. Not to mention Young Guns and Young Guns 2. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he doesn't have that kind of money. Wait, he just did... Wolf Lake or something, too. Wasn't he in that?
He was on that.
Yeah. So,
but that was canceled
there you go.
After a season.
Well, yeah, sure, there's that.
Couldn't have made him much money, that's for sure.
Nah.
And then his other wife left him for a woman.
What?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that'll work better.
I think there were spousal abuse rumors, too.
Oh, sure, it's his fault. Just like
no,
you.
I'm
just like you, Lisa.
It is just like Lisa. That's
yeah, specifically. Uh-huh. I think I've heard those rumors.
Wait, who's the man in the story? Oh, he's wrong.
Other relationships in the news? Maybe Melanie B. from the Spice Girls should reconsider men,
yeah.
Period. First, she was banging around with Eddie Murphy.
Sure.
Got pregnant
right.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
He disowned the kid, more or less, and her.
How you doing?
Now, her new relationship, she just married a Stephen Belafonte. Remember we were talking about him?
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, I said, I wonder if he's related to the famous Harry Belafonte.
Right.
Well, it turns out that some journalists have done some research into Stephen Belafonte's background. And it turns out his real name is Stansbury. Not Belafonte at all.
What?
He changed his name and tried to pass himself off as Harry Belafonte's son several times.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Really?
And has tried to pass himself off as Dionne Warwick's nephew.
He's a scam artist.
That's the great thing about being black. You can pretty much claim to be related to anybody else black in
right.
the industry. That's pretty sweet.
Ralph, you're the Hollywood showbiz insider. How much currency do you get these days out of claiming to be Dionne Warwick's nephew? What does that get you?
Well, you know, it's better than being, you know, LaWanda James's, you know, nephew
yeah.
or something.
Not much, though, really.
Yeah. I mean, a better table at Roscoe's? What do you get with that?
I don't know, but apparently Belafonte's also got criminal records in New Jersey and California, including vandalism and assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow.
His ex-wives and girlfriends have charged him with assault and battery several times. He's lived in four apartments in Los Angeles and was evicted from each one of them for not paying rent.
Oh, my God.
He was 86th from the legendary lounge Sky Bar from some sort of credit card problem, in quotes.
Wow.
And has served time in jail for trying to alter his police records in his computer. Trying to hack into the computer system at the police office and change his record.
That takes stones. He just fails on every level.
He does.
So you could say this guy has a shady past, to say the least.
You can't marry a Spice Girl and expect the press is not going to nose around, by the way.
Yeah. You can't marry somebody and not try to find out who they are, I think, too, is a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, that's true.
That.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are supposedly adopting yet still another child.
Really?
This would be their fourth adoption. They, of course, have one child together, the old boring natural way. But the rumor is they've decided to adopt another child from Ethiopia to help their daughter Zahara, who was born there, feel more part of the family.
Hmm.
Well, don't they have to do that for all of them then?
Yeah.
Don't they have to get another Cambodian too?
They need a partner for each one.
What is this? Freaking Noah's Ark? Do we need two by two before the big flood comes? Make sure all the races are carrying on with the Jolie Pitt family?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on that. But apparently they're shopping around. For another Ethiopian.
Shopping?
Yeah. So if you have any Ethiopians you want to put on eBay, this might be the time.
I don't think that's how it works.
Catherine Zeta-Jones makes too much goddamn money. She tells the New York Post that to keep her hair glossy, healthy, and shiny, she has a beauty regimen which includes smearing caviar into her hair.
Oh, really?
That's what helps her hair look healthy.
That's really expensive, isn't it?
Caviar, yes. It's very expensive. It goes for about $80 an ounce. I don't know how much you need to cover your hair, but...
Wow.
Speaking of things to make your hair smell...
I was waiting. Where the hell was Gene Simmons?
Well, he doesn't want to play today, I guess, so, you know.
Not with the good ideas.
Yeah, not with the funny ones. Just with... Speaking of your vagina, Lisa May. How about your vagina?
Ralph's over there just throwing out softballs about shiny hair, and there's nothing from you.
Nothing. Lindsay Lohan's got bigger problems. Every day they seem to be growing.
Oh.
Tracy Rice is now suing Lindsay Lohan. You probably don't know who Tracy Rice is. But remember when Lindsay was all hopped up on goofballs, chasing people in her SUV?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tracy was a passenger in the SUV of her former assistant's mom that Lindsay was chasing. Tracy had no idea what was going on, naturally. Kevin, you look confused.
She was in the car with the mom.
Yes, exactly. Lindsay Lohan was chasing them down, remember? And
okay.
And she was calling, frantically calling 911, saying, I don't know, someone's chasing me. Tracy was the passenger in that car.
So now she's going to sue?
Who was equally freaked out, had no idea what was going on. They had no idea it was Lindsay driving the SUV.
Right.
They thought they were being carjacked or kidnapped or worse. She said it was the most frightening experience of her life, and she will be slapping Lindsay with a hefty civil lawsuit. She's cashing in on it.
Wow.
Maybe all that money will make her feel better.
Sure. I'm sure it will.
And speaking of whores in rehab, Amy Winehouse may be cleaning up her act. I mentioned several weeks ago that she was hospitalized for exhaustion.
Right.
Which turned out to be an overdose on heroin and horse tranquilizers.
Mm-hmm.
To which then we heard she was going to handle things herself and was holed up at the Ritz-Carlton in London, drying out and vomiting constantly.
Yes.
Well, according to the London Daily Mirror, her Amy and her husband, Blake Fiedler Civil, gotta love the Brits, have checked themselves into a rehab center here in America for their drug and alcohol addictions. Apparently, she admitted to her family that her heroin and cocaine addiction was out of control and reveals that apparently a family summit was called. There was an intervention, and it broke Amy's heart to see her family and her in-laws fighting over her abuse. So she decided that she was going to check into a clinic. So no word on which one she's in, but that the word is now she's getting some help. So
you've rarely seen a celebrity who has looked worse in a shorter period of time than Amy Winehouse.
Well. Rarely seen a celebrity do as much drugs in a short period of time as she has, apparently.
That's true, too.
Right after you did a song about not wanting to go to rehab.
Isn't that spectacular?
Yeah, it's good.
It's the best.
Just don't do that song.
You know, our pal Rob Zombie's got a new version of the classic film Halloween coming out at the end of this month. But closer to the actual Halloween, Rob's going to release his first live album.
Hmm.
Zombie Live was recorded on his 2006 tour in support of his Educated Horses CD. And the CD will include stuff from Rob's days as the leader of the White Zombie. Also, his solo stuff. It's going to be out on October 23rd. And then a DVD
of those same performances will be following a few weeks later. So if you're a Rob Zombie fan, congratulations. Good stuff coming up for you. Nicole Richie's trying to prove that she's got an affinity for solid foods.
Really?
Apparently she's doing a restaurant tour. She's being seen all over Los Angeles eating, I guess trying to dispel rumors that she's starving her baby to death inside her womb.
Look, everyone, eating.
Look at me. I'm so eating.
Look at the spoon. It's full of food.
People magazine reports that she actually ate a quesadilla earlier this week.
Wow. In one sitting?
Yep. And then she and her boyfriend Joel Madden headed out to Mastro Steakhouse later that same evening for dinner. So that's two meals in one day.
Wow, that's
maybe
amazing.
They just got water at the steakhouse.
That's true. Maybe she just sucks on a steak. She just asks for it raw and just sucks on all. Gets the flavor of it out and just leaves it sort of chewed on the plate.
Let's start it off with spoil.
Speaking of sucking on beef, Lisa May.
Let's not even try it. Let's have an office pool on how much Nicole Richie's baby's going to weigh. I've got 4 ounces.
Four? I think that's the over-under.
Yeah.
And all this Criss Angel stuff must be getting to David Blaine. Imagine being the most pompous, arrogant, self-important musician in the world, and then another guy comes along and tops you?
Yeah.
That's got to cheese a guy off, right?
Don't be a sucker.
Don't be a sucker, David Blaine. Apparently, he is moving from the United States to a real estate. He bought some real estate on the beaches of Panama.
Panama?
Interesting choice.
Yes, he's leaving the States to go to... put himself in a block of ice in the streets of Panama where no one will care.
You don't hear much about the beaches of Panama.
No. Is he going to make the canal disappear? I mean, is there some reason why he picked Panama?
That's a bizarre story.
Think he wants to live there.
All right.
Just a guess. And PopCrunch.com, the entertainment news website, is reporting that the Baby Gap chain has a new face. Apparently a new spokesperson supermodel will be the face of Baby Gap. Suri Cruz.
Oh, really?
Apparently the Cruises are going to whore out their daughter, and she will be the face of Baby Gap and that campaign.
What a surprise.
Oh, that's tight.
And what so it begins.
Yeah.
So it begins for little Suri Cruz. Now we know where she can start her therapy when she's laying on the couch.
Yeah. There may have been an instant that Tom and Katie realized that nobody was looking at Suri, so they figured there's got to be some way to get her in front of the press again.
Put her on some billboards.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Debbie Mazur, she plays Shauna, the public relations chick on Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Very talented actress. She's 43 years old today. Deborah Messing, who was Grace on Will and Grace, 39 years old today. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel a little blue or you feel like life's not worth living and you really don't want to drag your ass into work. Just wake up and say, Will and Grace isn't on the air anymore. That's what I do every morning. It just makes me feel a little bit better. It gives me a little bit of sunshine in my life to recognize that Will and Grace is no longer on the air.
Still going to win a lot of awards this year.
Oh, yeah.
But no longer on the air.
It'll sweep the Emmys, but it's not on the air anymore. Anthony Anderson, who was in Transformers. He's got that new series, K-ville, coming on this fall on Fox, about the Louisiana, the New Orleans cops.
Oh, right.
Plays a cop in post-Katrina New Orleans. He's 37 years old today. Ben Affleck, actor. is 35 years old today. And Natasha Henstridge, who was in Species and other things where she looks sexy and blonde. She's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just saw that band at Pepper Spray the Bells over the last weekend. Very good. Very good.
By the way, just got word from the Hyundai Pavilion. Less than 500 cars in the parking lot still trying to get out of that show from Saturday night. So
that's not good news. Bad, considering normal.
So
usually
I think by
takes
this,
a full
this,
month.
Yeah, that by this time, by the weekend, I think, almost everybody's going to be out that tried to go see that show and get out. Speaking of great shows coming up, you've heard about K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. We're giving away tickets all this week. They go on sale Saturday at noon. Congratulations to Alicia Brasher from Torrance, who doesn't have to worry about the on sale. She's already won her tickets. Yours are coming up.
Marion Barry, does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
Used to be the mayor in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and then went to jail for possession of crack cocaine in 1991. They had him on videotape, and he went to jail for 6 months.
Yeah.
He was smoking a crack in a hotel with a hooker, and the famous quote, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, is when he found out he was on camera and it was an FBI sting, he said, the bitch set me up.
Yes, he did. So he went to jail for crack cocaine and then got out 6 months later and was elected again to be the mayor of Washington, D.C.
We're a very forgiving country.
How crazy is that? And then he was acquitted this past June on drunk driving charges.
And he failed a mandatory drug test at an IRS hearing in 2005. He had cocaine and marijuana in his system. This guy's all trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, he's quite a character. Very charismatic, very popular in the nation's capital. And you may be wondering, why are we bringing him up? We're bringing him up because he has a new BFF, a new guy that he can't stop hanging out with, and that is a young man by the name of Michael Jackson. So we got to find out, what on earth can Marion Barry and Michael Jackson have to talk about? And we've got the Prince of Pop on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Michael.
How you doing? The King of Pop, by the way.
King of Pop, I'm sorry.
Not the Prince.
Who's the Prince?
My son.
Your son, okay.
Prince.
Your son, Prince, right?
Yes. Now,
what are your kids' names again?
Prince.
Right.
Blanket.
Right.
And Bagel.
I think it's Prince the Second, isn't
yes,
it?
That's
yeah, it's
right.
Prince and Prince the Second.
I couldn't remember, so I just said the first thing I was looking at, which is a bagel. Right, I'm having breakfast.
But when you say Prince, how does that not jar your memory to say Prince the Second?
Good question.
Okay, good. Yeah. Michael, what's up with you and the mayor? I mean, Marion Barry is not the kind of guy that most people want to hang out with in the 21st century.
How dare you?
He's kind of dodgy, Mike, you know?
This is just the problem. People like you and the white media who are casting aspersions on a great American.
Well, we're not casting aspersions as much as we are reading his rap sheet. I mean, the guy is nothing but trouble. It just seems like with the image that you've got right now, the last thing you want to be doing is hanging out with convicted felons.
That he is a great man, and
right.
We are going to rehabilitate his image and mine, and we are starting a brand new super group.
What?
Starring all African Americans who need the world to recognize our greatness.
Okay, who's in it? You and Marion Barry.
Well, the problem I have is that I'm being sued by a former friend of mine for
right.
not recording any new music.
Right.
So I'm putting together a super group, and we will be recording on this new record label, and we will be performing together. It is me on lead vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Barry will be playing free bass.
Right.
On guitar, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay.
And on drums, Michael Vick.
Wow, that's a tough sell right there.
No, it's going to change our lives, and everyone will see us as we really are.
Which is
amazing artists and great African Americans.
Do you have any songs written for this new project yet, Michael?
We're announcing at a press conference later today
mm-hmm.
the formation of our band.
What's the name of it?
The Nergos.
I'm sorry?
The Nergos.
That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean, Michael?
We haven't figured that out yet.
Uh-huh.
It's a jumble.
Oh, it's a jumble. Oh,
yes,
okay, good. I was worried.
Yeah. And we're going to start laying down some tracks, so it's very exciting. We'll be touring soon.
Now, you mentioned the lawsuit. This is the dude, right after your child molestation charges, you left the United States and you went to Bahrain. And your pal, Sheikh Abdullah bin Hamad Al Khalifa,
mm-hmm.
apparently paid for you to live there, spent millions of dollars with you. You guys put together a record label.
Yes.
And now he's suing you because you've recorded nothing. You've done nothing to help him.
That's right.
He's suing you for all of the money.
That's right. And so I'm going to start recording so that I don't go to jail, which is bad.
That is bad, yeah. That would be especially bad for you.
And it's a shame that I can't return to Bahrain. I really enjoy it there.
What do you enjoy the most?
Mostly the weather.
Yeah.
Because the rain in Bahrain stays mainly on the plane.
Does it? Okay.
True.
Well, what is the music going to sound like that you guys are doing? I mean, can you give us any kind of hint?
I'm in the studio now working on a track if you'd like to hear some of it.
Oh, you have it right there?
I'm awesome. Currently mixing a new single.
Please, what's
Fantastic.
The name of the single?
It's called Chocolate Rain.
Okay.
Chocolate rain. Mayor Barry likes to do cocaine. Chocolate rain. OJ's car contained a bloody stain. Chocolate rain. Michael Vick likes sports where dogs are slain. Chocolate rain. Something, something, something rhymes with rain. Chocolate rain.
Doesn't sound like that's finished.
And I like to. And chocolate rain. I'm not quite finished with it yet.
Really?
No.
I think that's a good start, though.
Yes, I think it's great, and I think it's going to be a big, big hit.
Well, you haven't lost a step since Thriller, Michael. You've still
Get
got
out!
It, man. Thanks for talking to us.
Bye now.
Between 7 and 7:30, by the way, chapter 14 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Could you guys believe how great chapter 13 was yesterday?
No, it's fantastic. When you Amazing. Wait for something that long and you have high hopes.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It usually doesn't live up to the hype, but that certainly did.
If you want to get caught up, there is a recap on the Kevin Amin video page at krock.com of the first 12 chapters of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet, plus the new one, chapter 13, that we went through for you yesterday, and also chapter 14, which we're going to go through next half hour, plus a link to the video for Weird Al, Trapped in the Drive-Thru, which, as you know, is one of Weird Al's greatest songs. So all of that available on the video page of krock.com.
Speaking of videos, we are aware that Brow Down is on the front page of MySpace.
Yes.
Yeah, we know
yes.
that. And
thank you.
We produced the video, so we don't need it sent to us. Thank you.
Got that. Seen it? Got it.
6:37, our intern, Shellen Robot, is here. Sorry. Shellen Rain, I was calling her. Good morning, Shellen.
Good morning.
So you got here about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She seems like she'd be so much more reliable.
Yeah, you know how the Asians are. Uh-huh. What's up with you, Shellen? Why are you such a disappointment to your race?
That's not a loaded question.
I mean, you've only been here a handful of times, and several of them you've been really, really late. What's going on with you?
Remember last time when we called her and she locked herself out of her room at 3 a.m. or something, and we asked her what uh-huh. she was doing, and she said chilling?
Yep.
What happened today? You had a dream, you said?
Yeah, I had a dream instead of waking up. I'm so sorry.
Psycho Mike ran into you in the hallway. You were running, apparently, out of breath and just crazed, and you said, I had a dream! So, what was the dream? You mean when your alarm went off, it triggered you to start a dream?
Yeah. I think instead of waking up, I had a dream instead.
I don't know if anyone...
Because most alarms don't stop until you turn them off. Do you think you turned it off in your sleep? I slept through it.
Through the whole thing? Was it a beeping one or a buzzing or a music or what?
I wake up to my alarm. It's peanut butter jelly time.
Nice!
Are you serious?
Good call on that one. That's your alarm?
Peanut butter jelly!
What you hear first thing in the morning?
How does that not wake you up?
That's fantastic.
Peanut butter belly with the baseball bat.
What do you wear when you're sleeping? Just because this is integral to the story.
A fully clothed with a jacket and pants.
Nice.
I'm
Good
not answer. Surprised. No, Sheldon, I'm not surprised.
Sheldon, tell us about the dream that you had. This, by the way, just so you can keep everybody straight, this is our intern who dumpster dives.
Yes.
And it's something new every day with her. Fascinating. What was your dream about?
Regis Philbin.
Now, Regis what? Philbin is a guy who's been doing a TV show forever, but I don't really watch ever, I don't think. I mean,
it's Regis and Kelly. Do
yeah.
you watch that show?
Do you watch that show?
No. I don't know why I had the dream.
What was happening in your dream with Regis?
I was having an affair.
With Regis
with
Philbin.
With Regis? Yeah, because I was listening to Loveline last night, and I heard something about a girl having an affair with her professor. So I think that triggered the dream.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
So why do you think Regis is the guy that popped up in your dream as the one you were having the affair with?
He wasn't your professor, right?
No, but I guess in terms of an old guy, he's pretty hot.
Okay.
Oh, he is.
For his age, I would yeah. have to say that.
For 75 years old, Regis is in better shape than all of us, I'll tell you that.
Right, easy bean. All right, so.
Well, you know I love Regis.
So you were having an affair with him?
I was invited, like I had VIP passes to his show.
Right.
And then I guess my friend was invited too, and then we both got jealous. And then Fergie was performing, and we had a big fight.
Okay, what? Why did you have a big fight after Fergie performed? What part does that play in it? Or were you both fighting over Reg?
I don't know. It was just during the Fergie performance. And then we started pulling each other's hair. And then we got
nice.
On TV and stuff.
Then the cameras yeah. turned from Fergie doing London Bridges or whatever. And they turned on you?
It was Big Boys Don't Cry.
Big Boys Don't Cry.
Girls
okay.
Don't Cry. Yeah.
Big Girls Don't Cry. Right. Yeah, right. I gotcha. So how did it end? I mean, did you win? Or did Reg just come and break up the fight? Or did you just have a threesome with him? Or what happened?
I believe I woke up.
Just before you actually... So you don't know how Reg was in bed?
No.
Damn.
Did you have a memory of an ongoing thing, or this was a new crush that you and your girlfriend were fighting over?
I don't remember. I think it was new.
New. So one of you got the golden ticket. One of you were going to sleep with Reg, just depending on which one won the fight.
I believe I invited her with my VIP passes.
To join you in bed with Regis?
No, to join me in watching Regis.
Right, I know, but then she started fighting you for Regis.
Yeah.
And at that point, things go south, and you pull each other's hair, the cameras turn on you, you're on TV.
Yeah.
Are you the type of dreamer who can pick that dream back up another night, and we can find out how it ends, or is that it? Is it gone forever?
I think it's gone forever. I don't dream often.
But when you do, it's Regis Philbin.
I have a quick question. When you woke up this morning and you realized you were going to be late, did you call Alex or Lightning, or did you just frantically drive here hoping that everything would be okay?
Once again, I forgot the number. So.
You forgot the phone number of the station?
Yeah.
You don't have it put it in your cell phone?
Not yet.
Maybe what are you waiting for exactly?
The internship's over?
I was assuming that I will not be late. So yeah. I don't have to call in.
But you've been late two out of the last two times you've worked, Sheldon. What are you basing that assumption on?
And then it would take a lot of time looking for the number online, so I decided
we would just give it to you while you're here. See, like, you would just go in the other room and ask Alex for it while you're holding your cell phone, and you would just put it in. It's that easy.
And then you could push a button that says store. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to explain this to you. You're Asian. And
exactly.
You just put in K-Rock or Alex or whatever.
Okay, I'll put it on speed dial.
Speed dial, yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right,
that's
go back. Now, tonight I want you to go back and finish the dream. Try. Lay down. Think about you fighting over Regis and see if that'll spur the rest of the dream so we can find out how it is.
Okay.
And thank you for the very sexy image of you crawled into bed in a snowsuit, by the way. I appreciate that.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. At 6:52, Ralph has been working feverishly behind the scenes on the next chapter of Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly.
Yeah, this is a tough one to cut up in order to give you the recap, because there's so much good stuff in there. You hate to leave anything out.
That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, plus Harvey Levin from TMZ.com right after the top of the hour.
Right now, showbiz time. What's going on, Ralph?
Amy Winehouse may have trouble with alcohol and drugs.
You think?
No.
What?
Well, there's the rumor. Apparently, a week ago last Thursday, when she was sent to the ER for exhaustion, as I mentioned, it was in reality an overdose to what they're saying could be everything from heroin to horse tranquilizers. Then she was trying to clean herself up. Turns out she couldn't do it. The London Daily Mirror says that she and her husband, Blake Fiedler Civil, have checked themselves into an American rehab clinic to try to deal with their addictions. Apparently, her family did an intervention. And according to an insider, it broke Amy's heart to see her parents and her in-laws fighting. She confessed that she and Blake have drug problems and need to get treatment together. So it looks like she's getting some help.
That's romantic, checking in together. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll write a news song called "I'm a Big Fat Liar" when I said I wouldn't go to rehab.
Coward. She's got wine right in her name. How could you expect anything but trouble from her? Come on.
Yeah. You know what trouble wine is.
That's right. It's a gateway drug, dude.
More rehab stories. Robin Williams is filming a movie in Greenwich, Connecticut. The New York Post reports that he was spotted by locals wandering around the location for about 15 minutes until he had to finally pull someone aside and ask them where the AA meeting was being held that night. Apparently he was looking for his meeting and couldn't find it. So much for anonymous.
where's the meeting? Shut up.
Robin Williams asked where an AA meeting is.
Wow. Yeah. They pretty much have AA meetings on all movie sets now, don't they, Ralph? I mean, isn't that part of it?
They should. They should have an FA meeting to go to.
What's that?
Film Anonymous, where you do horrible films. Someone should sit him down. He should have some sort of meeting there and sit in a circle and say,
I'm Robin Williams. I make horrible movies.
Just a quick aside. They have him on all the big summer music tours now. Lollapalooza, Warped Tour, Ozfest.
Really?
Every stop they'll have, like, backstage, they have AA meetings.
It's a good idea.
Robin Williams needs to sing, then.
Apparently go on tour. Chloe 70 is fed up hearing about Britney and Lindsay and all the rehab stars. Apparently, she's doing a pictorial for Harper's Bazaar magazine where she will play a celebutante going into rehab. Apparently, they've got all the props. She's got a hat and the big sunglasses, water bottle, a tabloid magazine under her arm, a dog under the other one. Apparently, the photo satirizes the current situation with young stars going into rehab. We satirize our Rehab Assess Society in a consciously irreverent feature with Chloe playing a starlet sent to a luxury rehab facility, the magazine tells the New York Post. The translation is, we know we're going to tick some people off, but we're fed up with it, too. So I hope that the celebrities don't stop appearing in our magazine.
Sure. Yeah. They do everything they can to make her look bad on Big Love. She's actually really pretty. But
oh,
man, do they...
stop it.
She is really pretty.
She has really beautiful
not
moments.
Really pretty.
I can't do pretty.
She's not close to being really pretty.
No. Oh, really? What about like in like Last Days of Disco and movies like that? She looks really good. But they make her so plain on Big Love.
Wrong, sir.
Wrong. She's okay, but she should never be in the very pretty range.
Doesn't get close to really pretty.
Very pretty. You see her in Brown Bunny?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Stand her next to the brunette, the youngest wife on that show.
She's adorable.
And she blows her off the screen on her best day. You put her as much makeup as you want, as much filter on the lens, and whatever you want to do to her. She's not ever going to look as pretty as that girl. And that's just the same girl in the same show as her.
I'm not saying she's the most beautiful girl in the world. I'm saying that she's exceptionally plain on Big Love when in reality,
she's just
I think
mildly
she's
mildly plain.
No, she's very pretty. Come on. Psycho Mike, you've got my back on Chloe Sevigny, don't you?
Sorry, dude.
Shut the hell up.
I can't do that. I mean,
how you could act like that?
I would hit it, but I don't think she's even close to very pretty.
You don't have a line. So if
that is his line. That is his line. He told me. Chloe 70 is his line.
Yesterday, I think I did say Chloe 70 was my
line. Is she just below it or above it?
No,
she's
right
the line.
On
the line.
Anything below that, he's not doing.
Okay.
But she's the line. So hardly very pretty if you're the line. You can't be pretty and the line.
Nope.
She's way above the line for me.
But you have horrible taste
your line
in
is
women.
Below Betty White.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
It's common knowledge the guy's retarded.
You're not to be trusted when it comes to women.
That's
at
correct.
All.
That is correct.
Accept that. Be that. Own it. Here's some theater news for Lisa May.
Okay.
Don't feel like you have to do that.
No, go ahead.
Lance Bass is going to be on Broadway in Hairspray.
In Hairspray?
Yes.
That's a bicycle.
That's a two for Lisa, isn't it? Not Gilligan. Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Oh, the gay one.
Oh. He's going to play Corny Collins.
Ah.
The same role as other gay performer Zac Efron plays in the movie.
Excuse me. Ladies man. Gay. Ladies man in Hairspray, not gay performer. You got it all wrong.
Oh, actually, Corny Collins is the head of the show,
yeah,
right?
He's not the Zac Efron Zach character. Plays.
They are changing the name of the character for Lance, though, calling him Gary Gaybird. Which I thought was a little out of line, but what do I know? And they're also working on the Broadway musical version of the hit movie Dirty Dancing. That's going to be a Broadway show.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Are there
me.
No new ideas?
Nope, just all movies to Broadway now. That's all they're doing. Tracy Rice is suing Lindsay Lohan. You may not know her name, but apparently she was the passenger in the SUV that Lindsay Lohan was chasing when she was all loaded up that night. You have to remember that her former assistant's mom, Lindsay's former assistant's mom, was driving the car. Tracy was the passenger in there, and she said they had no idea what was happening. They didn't know it was Lindsay driving the car chasing them. They didn't know whether they were going to be carjacked or worse until the cops came up and stopped everyone at that parking lot in Santa Monica. She had no idea what was going on. She says, according to the lawsuit, it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life.
Okay.
That and watching Herbie Fully Loaded. So she's suing for both. And I think she's got a case for the second one. Today's celebrity birthdays, Natasha Henstridge.
Uh-huh.
Now that's what you say is
okay,
very
now
pretty.
There you go. That's
look at her.
Pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's very. I agree. I didn't say Chloe was the only pretty girl in the world.
Not close to her. You have to have some reference points.
I certainly do. There are lots of women who are less attractive than Chloe Sevigny.
Right.
Most women.
And they're not considered very pretty or pretty either.
Well, Chloe.
Admit you're wrong.
I'm not
this
wrong.
This is not subjective. This time it's objective.
And it doesn't even help me that only Lisa May has my back. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I just quit. There's no point. I agree, but I quit.
Ben Affleck is 35 years old today. Anthony Anderson, who plays Glenn Whitman in the Transformers, also has that new series K-ville coming up on Fox this fall, which looks real good. It's about post-Katrina New Orleans and two cops who are trying to work in that city. Apparently, the cops there are just still having a hell of a time after the disaster. 37 years old today. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. She's 39 years old today.
Is she very pretty?
I think she's pretty.
I'd give her pretty.
Yeah, I think she's pretty. Debbie Mazar, I think she's pretty, too. She's Shauna on Entourage. She's 43 years old today. And Deborah Messing, I forgot to mention, 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Looking forward to next hour, by the way. We're going to be taking calls from guys who are sexually harassed at work, as we are, Lisa. So that's coming up. Also, Chapter 14 of Trapped in the Closet coming up in about 15 minutes. First, though, let's welcome back to the program our bestest friend in the whole wide world, the editor of TMZ.com, Harvey Levin, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Harvey. Hello, Harvey. Do we not have Harvey?
I don't know if we do.
That was the big intro.
That was a
right
good
there.
Intro. And I wasn't there with the either. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You won't speak until you play that.
No, he's
maybe
not.
You got to play the Thieb. Yeah,
he's not. There's not anyone there.
He's on the other line. It looks like, I guess. One that says blue, maybe.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, now I can get to it. Harvey,
there you go.
Hello, Harvey.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
There's our man. How you doing, Harvey?
I'm good. How are you?
We are a well-oiled machine, I'll tell you that.
We're doing great. You know, we love the site. We love talking to you about what's going on the site. But the trouble is, these days, is where do you even begin? What the heck is going on with KFED and Brittany and the jockeying around for support for custody of the children? It's getting ugly now.
Well, it's crazy. It is crazy. In fact, I'm literally juggling like four of these stories right now. Things are nuts here. He wants these kids. He says he wants a 70-30 custody split. Now he wants more than he's been getting. It's been 50-50. The underlying thing is that people think that he wants money.
That's my my first instinct is BS. He doesn't want kids. He wants the kids so she'll pay him off, and then she can have the kids again.
Well, here's what we've published, and this is based on what we know so far. He's getting $15,000 a month for child support from Brittany. He's getting $20,000 a month in spousal support, but that's going to go away because you only get spousal support based on how long the marriage is. There was a prenup that kind of defined it, mm-hmm. So he's going to lose that. So basically, his lifeline is this $15,000 a month unless he comes up with a new rap album.
Yeah, yeah, sure, that'll help.
So if he gets the kids longer, then he'll get more money in child support. So those are what the cynics are saying. Now he's saying that Brittany's just a really erratic mom, and that's the deal, that she is basically, you know, partying all night, she's doing things that aren't real good for the kids, and he's saying he's worried about the kids. So I'm not going to judge it, but I'm just saying they're two sides.
This is one of those situations where there are two bad sides. There's no good choice to be had here.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's something to say for that, and it's really weird because she really seemed motherly at the beginning of this, and something's happened to her, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but what I'm hearing is it's not drugs and it's not alcohol. It's kind of who she is.
She's just
Harvey,
crazy.
Harvey, let me ask you this from a legal perspective, because I don't know much about child support. Are you required to show that the money that is being given to either parent for child support is actually spent on the children, or are you free to do whatever you want with it without any kind of accounting?
It's blurry because it's supposed to be tied to support, but part of the support is that, you know, the kid's got to live in a decent place, and, you know, and you've got to be able to care for the kid at a certain level, and ultimately the parent also benefits from that. So, you know, it's not like he has to give an accounting each month, here's what I spent on the kid, and if I don't go to Baby Gap, I'm not allowed to spend the money. It doesn't work that way. It's basically the lifestyle, and the parent benefits from that.
But $15,000 a month?
Well, it's, you know...
Not enough?
In fairness to KFED, child support is not supposed to be based on what's enough. Child support is supposed to be based on the means of the parent to care for the kid in a reasonable way. And the more means the parent has, the more they're going to be on the hook for support. So to some extent, you know, I mean, he's entitled. I mean, because she's really rich.
Mm. Harvey, was that a true story we read the other day about Britney Spears accidentally running into her mom, who she's kind of estranged from right now and having kind of...
No, she's really estranged from her. I mean, they are not speaking. It's really, really serious. I mean, she does not want her mom in her life at all. It's a completely fractured relationship.
Did she really say, lady, mind your own effing business?
You know, I wasn't there, but based on what I know about Brittany's feelings toward her mother, it totally wouldn't surprise me.
Wow.
I mean, she is like beyond angry at
but
her mom.
Harvey, the only thing that I'll say about that is I have friends who hate their moms, and they still call them mom. They say, I hate my mom. They don't say, I hate that lady.
She feels like her mom, there's a lot going on there, but I mean, she thinks that her mom has, you know, forced her into rehab, you know, and kind of aligned herself with Kevin, and that she never had a drug or alcohol problem, and she ends up in this rehab facility, and I think she has a point to some extent. I mean, from what I hear, that was completely bungled, and it may well be that Brittany didn't have a problem, and she was completely misdiagnosed, mistreated, in the sense that they didn't really deal with what was really going on with her. So, I mean, I think to some extent she has reason to be angry. Whether she has reason to be that angry, I can't tell you.
Is that the mom's fault, though, or the facility that was supposed to treat her? I mean, how could her mom diagnose her?
She feels the same way. I mean, she says her mom knew that she didn't have a problem like this. I mean, she felt like she was kind of struggling with postpartum depression, but that her mom knew, and Kevin was basically saying, go into rehab or else I'm going to try to get the kids, and Brittany was having some mental problems, and she felt strong-armed into something that she really didn't need. I mean, she needed a psychiatrist. She didn't necessarily need a rehab facility. And when she went into rehab, Lisa May, you're right, they didn't even test her to see if she had a drug or alcohol problem for the first 15 days she was there. So she's pretty much mad at everybody.
We are talking to Harvey Levin, of course. He is Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. All right, that's it for Brittany for right now. We want to ask you about a couple other things real fast, Harvey. Number one is this lawsuit yesterday against Don Imus, who, of course, was the radio disc jockey. He was famously fired after his nappy-headed hoe remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Now, one of them is suing, saying that her good name and reputation has been damaged. Is there any chance that she'll win a case like that?
The reason I don't think she's going to win is because nobody believes that her reputation was damaged. I mean, the only reputation that was damaged in that case was Don Imus's.
Right.
So
right.
It's kind of like, you know, just because he said it doesn't mean she's damaged. The fact that he said it, everybody turned on him and showed sympathy to her. So I think it's kind of bogus.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
One of the things that her attorney said yesterday, and tell me how this flies, again, from a legal perspective, is just by calling someone a hoe, it's libelous and defamatory, because if they're not actually a whore, then you can't call them a hoe. Isn't that kind of misinterpreting the meaning of the colloquialism of the word hoe?
If that's true, TMZ is going to get sued by 128 people.
As is every rapper ever.
So what will basically happen is this one will settle out of court and they'll write her a check for $80,000 or something. It's going to be one of those deals, right?
If she gets $80,000, she's a lucky woman.
Yeah. Tell us about our mayor, Villaraigosa, and the thing in the mall, because that is one of the funniest things. That's one of the funniest things ever.
Did you see our guy?
Your guy's the best.
Oh, my God. His name's Ivan, and he was at a mall in the San Fernando Valley last week, and he was buying See's candy.
Right.
And he looks up.
Now, wait. He didn't have a camera. He wasn't working. He was off time.
No, he was just there at night. He's not a cameraman for us.
Okay.
He's a copy editor.
Okay.
And he's a really funny guy. And so he's walking through the mall, and he hears somebody say, oh, look, which is funny, what we just talked about. He said, oh, look, somebody said, oh, look, there's the mayor and his hoe.
Oh, my God.
So Ivan looks up, and he sees the mayor and Marsala, the chick that he's having the affair with.
Right.
And Ivan pulls out his cell phone, and he says, oh, Mr. Mayor, can I take a picture? So he just freezes deer in the headlights, and she beelines it out of the shot. But Ivan's rolling video on his cell phone, so you see the whole thing happen.
Right.
And then after the mayor does what he does, and he realizes, oh, geez, he says to Ivan, can I see that? I want to see what you got. And he grabs his camera, and he starts going through it, and Ivan shows him some still pictures of his kitchen floor, his cousin.
Right.
But then he says, well, did you shoot video of this? And Ivan says, it's a new camera. I really don't know how to use this thing.
And
it's like the mayor was going to seize the camera.
What the hell? Under what? How could he do that?
I don't know.
It's in a public place.
But here's what I don't understand, Harvey. Why would the mayor, who's so paranoid about being seen with this woman that he's having the affair with, why would he walk around with her in a shopping mall in public?
I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And I'll tell you something else. Something else I heard. You know Jillian on my staff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Jillian was at a restaurant a week ago Saturday, and he was there with her, and he was glad-handing every single person in that restaurant, and they were walking around table by table. So it is weird because, you know, it's not like he's been – I don't know what happened, but the video – is hilarious.
He admitted that he's having a relationship.
I know. And like he went to that restaurant and he did. He was doing the opposite of hiding. So I couldn't figure out what set him off.
Maybe
he was
supposed to be somewhere else and made some lame excuse to be with her
and
didn't.
Good.
Well, you,
You guys got to go to TMZ.com. It posted over the weekend of this video because as soon as there's a camera on the mayor, the girlfriend just keeps walking as fast as she can out of the set. It is very, very funny. And by the way,
But you got to hear Ivan tell the story, too. It's just hilarious.
We have a little bit of surprise for you, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, because I believe Mayor Villaraigosa is on the other line with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Wow, you have a bad phone. We can barely hear you, Mr. Mayor.
You're a mayor, for God's sakes.
I'm a mayor!
I know, but you sound like you're calling us from the moon. Are you on the Sea of Tranquility right now, Mr. Mayor?
No, I just come out of a strip club. I make the rain.
You just came from a strip club. Okay.
Hey!
What would you like to say to Harvey?
Listen to me, puto. Listen to me. Real close, chico. I'm the mayor. Everybody answers to me. You mess with the wrong guy, okay? Now I have three priorities, okay? I got to fix potholes.
Right.
Okay. I gotta take care of immigration.
Right. Right.
And I'm gonna go hunting for little putos.
All right. I don't know what you said, but it sounded bad. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Harvey. TMZ.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Right now, though, the Kevin Amin Afro line on the air, 323-520-AFRO. By the way, in case you've ever wondered where that phone number came from, here's how long we've had it. Jimmy Kimmel came up with the phone number, 323-520-AFRO.
Wow. We said, why Afro? And he said, why not? We said, okay.
Here we are years later. We've got this answer machine that you can call anytime, leave a message on any topic, and we play them on the air.
We used to do the K-Rock Inland Invasion.
Yes.
This year we've changed it, and it's moved to Home Depot. It's the K-Rock L.A. Invasion.
What the hell? L.A. Invasion? What are we going to do now out here? Come on, you guys. We all don't have cars that will make it that far.
That's an excellent point.
Well, considering that there's still half the parking lot waiting to get out from Pepper Spray the Bells over the weekend, I think we made the right choice.
Yeah.
You know the song Chocolate Rain on YouTube?
Sure.
Chocolate Rain. I am a big duck fan, long time, and Chocolate Rain. This blue man group, they paint their faces red. Chocolate Rain. Dazed and Confused was a horrible movie. Not dumb broad.
Exactly. I got to tell you, though.
I think you broke the format there.
I got to tell you, though, trying to keep Not alive might be a little difficult.
Yeah.
Lisa has been fairly well bloodied and beaten over her very unpopular stance on Dazed and Confused. I'll tell you that. But she's handled it well.
She understands now that it was a great movie.
I have my little core of people who agree with me.
Tiny little core.
I prefer to think there are thousands.
Yeah.
Guess what? I was at the Rock the Bells this weekend. Guess who I saw? Yes, that would be you, Kevin, and Psycho Mike. Thank God you guys showed up. You guys represented Wu-Tang perfectly.
Yeah, we went on right before Wu-Tang, and that was, first we went on stage, and by the way, I introduced him as Bean, as I always do. I use Dave or anyone that's there, and Psycho Mike was Bean, and then he said, right. Wu-Tang Clan! And then we went back and got pepper sprayed. So that's good times right there. Good times.
You know, I don't want to sound clear or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass!
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train.
I think we need to get the message to Dewan, who we love, that this message has been sent and received.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Got a brand new flavor in your ear. I'm the new King Flavor in your ear. Pop brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. A new flavor in your ear. What's up, Kevin the Bean? It's the one. Peace out.
Okay. How many times has he sent us the flavor in the ear, which, by the way, is a song from 15 years ago?
I'm going to say 8 or 9.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. This next one is about our intern, Sheldon Robot.
Dude. There's only one other person that's that random as Shaolin, whatever her name is, and you need to set her up with him, and that's Bob Toe and Shaolin.
God, what would that conversation sound like?
I don't think we would do that to her.
I thought Jed. When last time we were talking to her, I was like, Jed and her would be perfect together.
because neither makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Interesting.
If
that would be an interesting conversation.
She would totally sit and listen to Jed as he goes on about quantum physics and the rings of Saturn or whatever it is.
Hang on a second. Jed is here. Jed, what do you think?
It's 106.7 Carrot Carol Q. I remember I was with the flock of seagulls in the parking lot at the Forum. I believe it was 87. And they told me instead of using my tortoise shell scrunchy banana clip for my hair, which was being a bit abrasive, that I should switch to a regular rubber band.
Foo Fighters on the way, also Postal Service and Incubus. Those songs, though, pale in comparison to what we have for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to look at Chapter 14 of R. Kelly's masterpiece, Trapped in the Closet.
Come on. Very excited.
We've been waiting a long time for this, haven't we, Ralph?
This is only the second chapter in the second volume of this epic, and my brain already hurts.
Last fall, I think it was, we went through the first 12 chapters. I think it was, October, November, December-ish. And now they're putting out 12 new chapters.
Yeah, IFC, the Independent Film Channel, is going to be airing it as a series on its network. And on their website, they've been releasing a new chapter every day leading up to the release of the DVD of the entire second volume, which comes out next Tuesday. So we'll have each and every day we'll have a new chapter for you. Yesterday, we started with the first new chapter, which was Chapter 13. Just to recap you real briefly, it is Sylvester and his brother-in-law, Tuan, in a car going to a location where Sylvester has a meeting, and he's brought Tuan for backup.
Right.
That was basically the story. Real quickly, like that can happen. Sylvester was married to Gwen, who is Tuan's sister, but Sylvester also had an affair with Kathy. This is the thing that set the whole thing off. He had an affair with Kathy. Kathy's husband comes home unexpectedly, and Sylvester is trapped in the closet when he gets home.
Right.
We find out that her husband, Rufus, is actually also having an affair with a man named Chuck. And, hell breaks loose. So Sylvester is waiting now in a restaurant, we find out, waiting for someone to show up for this meeting. He's told Tuan he's got a meeting with some woman about some money. It's all very mysterious. And in the beginning of Chapter 14, finally, the other half of that meeting shows up to the restaurant.
A car pulls up to a restaurant. The door opens and someone gets out. First thing you see is some heels and a dress. Black shades on, scarf around her head and mouth. Who could it be? Why are they here?
That's your job to answer, not ours. We don't know who it is. We don't know why she's there.
Here's the other good part about the series. You've heard the entire song now. He sings all 24 chapters to that tune.
Over and over and over again.
So repetitious.
The woman who shows up at the restaurant turns out to be Kathy. The woman that he had the affair with at the very beginning of this story back in chapter one.
Okay.
And now they're rehashing their affair. Apparently there's more details to this affair than we knew about initially. The plot has been indeed thickening.
Okay.
And here Kathy confronts our boy Sylvester.
What the hell happened? First of all, woman, keep your voice down. I ain't trying to get loud up in here. Second of all, how was I supposed to know that your husband was a queer?
Well, that's true. How could he have known that?
Doesn't that make cheating better if her husband's gay?
Well, we find out more details about this affair is the fact that it wasn't Sylvester's idea at all, as we were initially led on to believe. Kathy instigated it. Not only that, but she had to give Sylvester a little more than just her vajayjay in order to get him in the bedroom.
Now we made a deal. The plan was for me to come home with you. Girl, I did my part. So don't you go asking me what the hell happened when I didn't want to do this from the start. And then she said, yeah, right, you didn't want to do this, but your ass got paid.
She paid him to come home with her to have an affair with her.
He's a hooker.
Well, no, you'll find out why she paid him later on. She's trying to get revenge back on her man, Rufus, who she thinks is having an affair.
Which he is.
But now R.K. is just making crap up. Because you have to pay this guy to come home with you? Come on. Kathy's got some questions of her own for Sylvester.
How come you didn't tell me you was married to Gwen? First of all, between the fake wigs and fake names, how the hell I'm supposed to know that Gwen is your friend, bitch? Shut up, here comes the waitress again.
Shut up, here comes the waitress, bitch.
What the hell?
Because you remember she was wearing a fake wig and everything when he had sex with her, and then he didn't recognize that it was his wife's friend, Kathy.
Right.
Kathy and Gwendolyn are friends, which they found out later on. Sylvester's had enough of this whole situation. He's frustrated. He's upset. He goes to leave the restaurant, and Kathy begs him not to go.
She says, wait, don't go. Well, then, goddammit, talk to me. She says, you wouldn't understand.
try me. Kathy.
Yes.
Try me.
Sylvester desperately wants to know why she was motivated to pay him to have an affair with her so that her husband would find them and be jealous. He was supposed to be found. That was the whole idea.
Okay.
Well, it all turns out that there were some odd noises Kathy heard one night in her house, and that sparked the whole thing.
Well, it all started one night when I was sitting in the living room, and sounds like I could hear somebody in the bedroom moaning and groaning. And I knew it wasn't me.
Oh, really? You knew it wasn't you? You were sitting in the living room, and you heard noises in the bedroom, and you said, hey, I don't think that's me in the bedroom making noises as I sit here in the living room.
I'm pretty sure that's someone else.
How desperate were you for a rhyme? How desperate? R. Kelly, I ask you. Well, the story gets interrupted because Sylvester gets a phone call from Twan, who's still sitting outside in the car.
Yeah, like an hour later,
an hour later, saying, yo, dog, what's up? Or something vaguely black like that. And he gets a phone call. He's got to tell Twan everything's okay. So he goes back, and Kathy goes to continue her story.
Well, anyway, let me get back to telling you what went wrong. Where was I?
Yeah, she's lost her place in the story.
I didn't expect us to follow
her. R. Kelly doesn't know what's coming next. Sylvester figures out what happens by the clues that she's talking to him about. It turns out that the noises in the bedroom were actually her husband, Rufus, on the phone.
Oh,
okay.
Why he was moaning and groaning?
Sylvester said, girl, are you saying he was having sex with another man on the phone? She says, yes. I say, I can't talk about this. She says, why? I say, because this is getting uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
Just
for
now?
All of us.
Just now it's getting uncomfortable?
This is where he draws the line. He'll have sex with a woman who's got a gay husband and get trapped in the closet for money, but talk about phone sex. Oh, no. I gotta draw the line right now. Twan's still in the car, and he gets a phone call from his homie, who's got some details for him on Tina. And you have to remember that Twan is actively looking for Roxanne and Tina because he believes these were the women responsible for his time in the joint. Remember, he got sent up for 3 years, and he blames them. We're not really sure what the details are, but he blames them for the time he spent in the prison. We found that out in the last chapter. Well, one of his guys has some details for him on Tina, but he keeps asking him to hold on.
Twan's getting impatient. His homie comes back to the phone. Twan says, do I look like In Vogue? He says, why? He says, because the way you got me holding on.
Do I look like In Vogue? Because you've got me holding on. One of their very popular songs.
From 10 years ago.
Oh, he's good.
Yes, he is.
He is good. Finally, his homie comes across with the details that Tina, turns out, now has a new job. She's not whoring anymore. Mm. She used to be a whore, and she used to do hair in her mother's basement.
Okay.
Make money on the side.
All right.
But
all
now right. She's got a new career.
Around the corner, it's a place called Shay Shay's Diner. You forget I just did 3 years. I need the exact address to where this place is. My bad, you right, kid. 9501, that's right off Halsted. Pause it right there. Now shoot back into the restaurant real quick.
Turns out Tina's working at a restaurant now as a waitress. And we've got the exact directions and details of the address.
Why does he feel the need to put that in there?
No need. No need at all to give us the where it's around the corner from, what the street address is. Now, here's the thing. In the restaurant, Sylvester and Kathy are sitting there, and this waitress keeps coming up to the table. And Sly says, wow, you look vaguely familiar to me. And then Twan gets a call from his homie saying she's a waitress and she's working at a restaurant. It's the same restaurant.
What are the chances of that?
And Sylvester's being waited on by Tina, the waitress, and he starts to look at her finally, and something's vaguely familiar to him.
Sylvester looks up at the waitress and says, excuse me, but it seems like I know ya. And at the same time, Twan's in the car going, man, this address sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're a little slow in the uptake, these two. It's slowly starting to dawn on both of them, maybe what's going on. The guy got directions and the exact address. He's like, yeah, that's familiar. You're sitting in front of the restaurant he just told you about. And this guy's been waiting on this waitress for an hour, and he's finally starting to realize this may be Tina.
Wow, they're a little thick.
Well, when dawn finally breaks, all hell breaks
loose
because Sylvester says, wait a minute, I know you, you're Tina, I need to talk with you, which makes Tina very nervous. Twan starts to realize that she is a waitress inside the restaurant. He's sitting out. He's going to go into the restaurant to confront her.
Right.
Well, no one builds high drama like our boy R. Kelly, and wait till you hear the insanity that ensues as everyone starts to realize what's going on here. Please listen for the following segments. The fact that Tina suddenly goes from talking to a customer to busting a beer bottle on the table and threatening to cut that same customer.
Okay.
And a reference to Tybo.
Tybo?
Yes.
Okay.
Please enjoy.
Waitress starts backing up with this confused look on her face. While Twan's outside on the phone telling his homie, man, I'm right outside of the f***ing place. Then Sylvester says, hold up, I just want to talk to you for a minute. Then she starts screaming Roxanne's name real loud. This bitch come running from the back with a skillet. Then Tina breaks a beer bottle on the table and says, I will cut you with this glass. Kathy walks by me going out the door saying, not trying to get loud and hear my ass. Tina starts walking around Sylvester real slow saying, we take Tybo classes. Then Twan runs up in the place and says, I will kill both of y'all knucklehead asses.
Twan busts in, says, I will kill both of your knucklehead asses.
Tell me that's not the end of this chapter.
It is the end of this chapter.
We are left with a cliffhanger. What's going to happen with Sylvester and Twan confronting Roxanne and Tina, who have now gone into business together owning this restaurant, trying to escape from Twan? He's found them, and what's going to happen? I don't know, but someone's got a broken beer bottle at their neck, and they take Tybo class.
I know this sounds funny, but you have to see it to get the full experience. Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and click on video, and there's a link there for all the first 12 chapters, the 13th chapter, and this 14th chapter.
And today, they're unveiling chapter 15 on that site as well.
Sweet. Ralph, did the midget ever wipe up? Did we ever go back to that story?
Well, he just dumped in his pants, so he didn't really have to wipe up, but everyone sure smelt it.
I'm sure we'll go back to that at some point.
Oh, I'm sure a big man will show up again soon.
Thank you, Ralph.
KROQ FM passing to Los Angeles, in fact. Why is my marriage going to break up? Why are we talking to Donna after the news?
Well, you'll find out. Bean's marriage ends in 5 minutes.
Okay. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
Well, the good news is Bean will have some company. He can hang out with Lou Diamond Phillips.
He's always wanted to.
Those two guys on the town together, forget about it.
Crazy.
With Bean as Lou's wingman, they'll be unbeatable. They'll be beating the ladies off with a black Amex card. That's what they'll need to attract them. Apparently, after 11 years of marriage to his second wife, Kelly Phillips, it's all over for Lou and Kelly. He's going to have to shell out more than $13,000 a month in spousal and child support.
Ouch.
Yeah, the couple will share custody of their three daughters, 10-year-old twins Isabella and Grace, and 7-year-old Lily. So you can see why there might be some high child support there. They do have three kids. This isn't Lou's first foray into divorce. You have to remember the first time he got a divorce, that's when his wife left him for another woman.
That's got to hurt extra.
She ended up dating, I think it was Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, really?
She didn't turn her back just on one man, but all men. That's something.
He sent her into penis rehab, basically, is what happened at the end of their first marriage.
But couldn't you also look at it like there's nothing I could have done because I'm a guy and she likes chicks? It's not my fault? Couldn't you have also?
I guess if you wanted to twist it around that way, sure.
If you wanted to save some face and to keep your self-respect, you could think of it that way. But in reality, he turned her off of all penises forever.
All
men. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lou not having a good week.
I was wondering what he has been up to. We don't see him very much. Apparently, he has a recurring role on the Numbers TV show. So he is, in fact, still working.
Yeah. The Numbers now are $13,000 a month. Those are the numbers he's concerned with. Speaking of bad relationships, more details are coming out about Melanie B., Scary Spice's new husband. Everyone was sort of surprised when they found out she got married in Vegas while she was in the middle of this big custody deal with Eddie Murphy. Eddie got her pregnant, then walked out before she had the baby, then denied the baby was his, waited for a DNA test. Now it is his. She's trying to get him to participate in the baby's life. In the middle of all this, she got married to a guy named Stefan Belafonte, who, by all accounts, is a movie producer. He was one of the producers of Thank You for Smoking.
Oh, really?
But people were speculating if he's related to Harry Belafonte, famous singer and actor. And it turns out his real last name is Stansbury. It's not Belafonte at all. But according to a background check, he has tried to pass himself off as Harry Belafonte's son before and as Dionne Warwick's nephew.
Sweet!
Wow.
Apparently, Stefan also has some criminal records in New Jersey and California, including vandalism, assault with a deadly weapon, charges of assault and battery against various and sundried ex-wives and girlfriends. He lived in an apartment in four apartments here in Los Angeles and was evicted from each one of them for not paying rent. He's been 86 from Skybar for not paying his bills. And he's also served time in jail for trying to alter his computer police records.
He tried to hack into the computers
and
change
his records in the police database. So this guy's a catch. She's gone from one winner to the next.
Scary Spice knows how to pick them.
Maybe she should get together with Lou Diamond Phillips. They seem to have some relationship similarities there. David Blaine is leaving the United States. Oh, one down. One down.
No
only
kidding.
Only about six more magicians to go until we're free and clear, America. We got to see if we can buy Chris Angel a plot overseas someplace.
You know, this dude
like 6 feet deep, about 4 feet wide.
This is the guy that stopped doing magic and started doing the I'm going to stand in an ice cube and
I'm
going to
be underwater in a fishbowl in Times Square and I'm going to sit on a flagpole. Yeah, he doesn't really do magic so much anymore.
He sat on a flagpole?
Endurance stunts.
Wow. Yeah, he did.
He did, actually.
He sat on a flagpole.
That was one of the ones he did, yeah.
He stood on a flagpole for like a week or something. It was one of his endurance stunts.
I thought you were kidding.
He is leaving the United States. He just bought 5 acres of prime real estate on the beaches in Panama. Somebody's listening to Van Halen a little bit too often, I think.
I guess so.
If you think I need to leave the United States, I'm going to go anywhere in the world. I don't know how high up Panama is.
It may be beautiful for all I know. I don't know anything about Panama, though.
I don't either.
It's South America, right? Or Central America?
Central.
Central America?
With a very, very heavy American influence, though.
Oh, is it?
Apparently, it's very Americanized down there.
Maybe they haven't seen his tricks yet. He's going to sit in ice down there.
I'm going to sit in sand for 5 years. And the surf's going to come up and lap at my toes. Hope you'll all watch.
Good times. Why do women just now have to talk like that? Why do they all have to be so monotone and dour?
I don't know.
Used to be, oh, look at me. I just cut her in half. Used to have some energy, these magicians. Now, like,
I'm going to be inside a fishbowl. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a sucker.
Don't be a sucker.
I'm not a
sucker. I think some of it is that they have about 1 minute's worth of material for an hour-long special, so they have to talk very slowly to kill time.
Maybe. And Amy Winehouse is cleaning up her act, although she originally cried exhaustion when she went to the hospital. Details have been leaking out about the fact that it was actually an overdose of heroin and horse tranquilizers that sent her into the hospital. She's been trying to wean herself off of drugs and alcohol to no avail, and the London Daily Mirror reports that she and her husband, after having to deal with both of their families, have checked themselves into an American rehab to try to kick their drug and alcohol addiction. So, we'll see how that turns out. Maybe she can eat something, too, while she's in there.
Yeah.
Have a bite.
And get a new tooth.
Yeah.
Because having one tooth is missing right there. She should get that filled in somehow.
And maybe get some tattoos for a change.
I think she's covered there. Literally. Today's celebrity birthdays, Debbie Mazur. You know her from Entourage. She is 43 years old today. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 39. Anthony Anderson, most recently seen in Transformers, can be seen this fall in Kayville, the new Fox series about the cops in Louisiana, in New Orleans. He is 37 years old today. Ben Affleck turns 35. And Natasha Henstridge, who was so good in Species. And she's been in other stuff, too, but I can't think of anything right now because I just look at her boobs when she's on the screen. But I know she's been surrounded by other people, and there was a story going on.
At times there were.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
And to make it miserable. Why is that?
Doing no such thing, my friend. No such
thing.
Well,
you certainly are.
We're trying to help you.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Exactly.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
I'm Juror 10230-8715. Why is that not enough to make the world a happier place?
Bean has dreamt, I don't know why, don't ask me, of being a juror his whole life. He's complained his whole life about not getting jury duty. He's owned property, he's done everything, pay taxes, everything you're supposed to do. All the rest of us get the jury duty notices, throw them away, you know, until they track us down, and then we end up serving in jury.
Remember when he bought that book, Juries for Dummies? Remember when he got that and he was trying to find out how to get on?
I've gone to the mailbox, guys, every day since my 21st birthday, or 18, however old you have to be, and waited for this jury summons to finally appear. I've lived in 5 states. Until Friday, I had never seen the magic words, which is jury summons, on an envelope in my mailbox. Now I have jury duty on September 19th, and I couldn't be more excited.
Let's talk to your wife for just a second.
Yeah, here's the problem, Bean. Against all odds, all conceivable odds, you found a woman who was willing to spend her life with you. And now you're going to endanger that just for being on a jury? That's what we're trying to protect you from yourself.
Just
Bean.
For being on a jury?
Now,
I can curl up and die after I serve on this jury, Ralph. This is the end for me.
Oh, Donna, why don't you tell us your dream of going to Italy?
Hey, can you guys, you want to hear something really cute first? Hold on. Oh, never mind.
Not if it's a pig.
It's going to be tater tots. She's snoring. Yeah, I love Italy. Italy is the most beautiful place in the world. In fact, when I went there 10 years ago with my sister, I literally called Bean from there and said, not coming home.
And Donna, of course, in the fashion industry, people may not know. So Italy, of course, got to be high on the list.
It's a mecca of fashion.
So how long have you had this trip to Italy planned, Donna?
A year.
A year. Okay.
Yeah.
A year.
After my last birthday, where Bean took me to the cadaver farm in Tennessee, he promised me a much better birthday.
He took you to that
better
body
than the
farm?
Cadaver farm?
Yeah. He took me. He thought it'd be fun. It's a place in Knoxville where the police train dogs to sniff out buried bodies. And so people donate their bodies for science, and they bury them on this big, you know, stretch of land, and then the dogs go out and dig them up.
And that's where Bean took you.
We had a great time.
We had a fantastic time, but at the time, Donna seemed a little blue, so, and she's probably faking, but I said, what we'll do for you next year, honey, is we'll go to Italy, which is what she's been bugging me to do for decades.
Now,
and
Donna,
I said, no way, because that's not the kind of offer that Bean ever made.
Right.
Because for my 38th birthday, he took me to Senior Bingo at the Senior Center for the free hot lunch and the foot exam.
Dear God. Why do you put up with him?
What's wrong with you?
Because he's different, and I like the anticipation of never knowing what it could be.
Okay.
But it's always going to be bad. That much you're sure of. You may not know how bad or exactly why it's bad, but it's going to be bad.
Yeah,
guys, you can't argue with a free foot exam on your birthday. Come on, that's a sweet deal.
Okay, Donna, what are the dates that your trip to Italy are planned for?
The 14th through the 22nd.
Of September. September. Okay. So
that's so unfortunate. I can't make that.
That would put jury duty right smack dab in the middle of that week,
yeah,
September
19th. That's not going to happen.
Well, your husband seems to think it is, Donna.
What?
According to the Office of the Jury Supervisor of King County Superior Court, I am going to be on September 19th at 8 o'clock at the King County Courthouse to be selected for a jury. And that, of course, has got, as a citizen, that has to be my first priority.
Now, Donna, before you say anything, I just want to say we brought up immediately it's the easiest thing in the world to postpone.
You can do it twice.
Well, first of all, most people just throw them away, which I don't understand why Bean hasn't done that yet.
No one does. Okay,
go ahead. But second, all you have to do is call them and tell them you're going to be out of town, and they reschedule you like for the next month.
And why won't that work for you, Bean? I'm sorry,
I
can't remember.
I thought about that, but it took me my whole life to get my first jury summons. I'm afraid that somehow there'll be a mix-up or some sort of a paperwork snafu, and I won't get rescheduled. And this is literally the only chance I'll ever have to send a minority to jail. And that's really what the goal is here.
Bean, I promise you, once they have you, they do not let you go.
Although it might have been the paperwork snafu that sent it to you in the first place, so maybe he's got something going.
Look, here's the way I look at it, Don, and tell me you can argue with this logic. Italy has been there for 5,000 years. It's going to be there next year. It's going to be there in 5 years. It's going to be there in 10 years. You may not be, but it will be. And I'm saying I don't know that I have another shot at jury duty.
You're so joking, right?
Well, I mean,
you're joking. Because we talked about this, and you said,
right,
I don't even believe you're still holding on to that, because you promised me last week that you were going to call and you were going to postpone.
I can't
birthday.
Right, but I can't bring myself to pull that trigger.
Now what did you do on your 30th, Donna?
For my 30th birthday, Bean took me to Portland, Oregon. I thought we were going to have like a bed and breakfast experience, and instead we went to Office Max to buy him a studio chair because he didn't want to have to pay sales tax. And you don't have to pay sales tax in Portland.
Christ.
Yeah.
Donna, here's my question for you. Here's my question. But this is, let me ask a question.
No, I have been to the alien autopsy for my birthday. I've been to the Museum of Barbed Wire. I went to President Chester A. Arthur's boyhood home. Who even knew that we had a president?
Here's my question for you,
Donna.
No
one denies you've been long-suffering, Donna. That's not the point.
The Waco, Texas for buffet the week after it reopened from the shooting massacre? No.
Okay. All right. Look, enough of that. And that was in Killeen, by the way.
Let me just ask one question. What is the damage to Donna's mind that she thinks every year that something good is going to happen?
That's a great point.
Haven't you trained her by now?
Because I was so broken. I mean, I literally felt a piece inside of me snap at the cadaver farm.
Of course.
I mean, I've been 16 years of suffering through the humor and the disappointment of birthdays with Bean.
Sure.
And he came to me. It's not like I came to him and said, take me to Italy or else. He came to me and he said, kitten, we're going to go to Italy.
All right. Kitten, you're going to go to Italy a year later than you thought.
I went out and I got my passport renewed because I knew we were leaving the country and it was going to be somewhere awesome. We have reservations on my birthday, on the 16th, to take the Venice Simplon Orient Express from Venice to Rome. How romantic is that?
Can you call Bean and tell him how it was?
Who takes out a Venice Simplon Orient Express? It leaves one time a month out of Italy. Once.
Why would you want to go on a romantic trip with Bean, though? Seriously.
That is a little bit of a waste. Look, we're out of time here, guys.
My options are limited, you guys. I live in a basement on an island.
I'm going to give you a new option, Donna, and I'm serious about this. Take Psycho Mike, who you love, to Italy.
We'll give him the week off to go with you.
We'll give him the
Are
week off.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I think it would be awesome to get a call from you guys each morning of that week to find out just exactly what's going on.
Oh, my God, because Mike is the gayest straight man I've ever known, and
that's
he
correct.
Will go shopping with
he
me.
Will, and he'll love it.
And he'll tell
I
you he'll tell you what kind of jeans everybody in Italy is wearing.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, we'll give him the week off.
And we're leaving to out of Nice, France, and he will say, ho, 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 for me.
Yes, he will.
Yes, I will.
Oh, my God.
Can you say that for her now?
Bonjour, bonjour.
Well, it sounds like it's a win-win. Mike gets a free trip to Italy. Donna finally gets, a man she can look up to, and I get to serve on a jury. So it sounds like we're all set here.
Oh, it's a happy ending after all.
There you go.
You don't see that very often.
But Donna, only one bed, right?
Definitely. Okay. Let me see, Psycho.
All right.
My word.
Fantastic.
All right.
I mean,
we got
to
go.
David in Italy is nothing compared to Psycho Mike.
Oh, God. Now we got bigger problems.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, Bean.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bean.
Yeah, Bean. Good work.
You've done your great service.
All right. So we can scratch that off. We got the problem of my jury service conflicting with vacation. We got that taken care of. Now we need to deal with something a little closer to home, something that affects all of us guys that work here at K-Rock. Am I right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, on a daily basis, we have to deal with this. And it's getting old, I got to be honest. Getting treated like a piece of meat, tired of it.
Babies.
Tired of it.
You'd bring it on yourselves.
How dare you?
The way you dress.
Who's that guy in the news
recently
who sued his female boss for flashing him, Kevin? What's that story all about?
Yeah, I don't remember where he worked, but that was the story. His boss would flash him and would try to kiss him and stuff like that, and he sued her for sexual harassment.
He was married, right? And,
and she would leave her blouse unbuttoned and basically, would always be brushing up against him and stuff like that. And it got to the point where he just said no. So he was wrong. But I understand the sentiment. I understand where he was coming from because we deal with similar problems here at K-Rock. And I'm sure it's not uncommon. I'm sure it happens. Anytime you have a workplace where there are men and women together, there's going to be a little bit of, sexual conflict, I think.
Now, sexual harassment of women, not funny, happens a lot. And it's always unwanted.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment of men probably doesn't happen quite so often and is usually welcomed. Wouldn't you think?
When Lisa comes in with a ponytail, that's sexual harassment as far as I'm concerned.
Because she's asking for it?
Yes. When you see what Alex is doing with her boobs and how are they getting so big, that's sexual harassment. I'm just saying we're seeing more and more of it here in the workplace.
And we're tired of it. We're going to sue.
Look, if you don't want to be harassed, start dressing like lightning.
Well, I don't have clothes that big.
Well, buy them. Because if you're going to buy pants that cup your ass, I'm going to check you out. That's all I'm saying.
See?
A little something on up front that I can see. I can't help it. My eyes wander down.
See what happens?
You're just a woman. What else could you do?
Yeah, exactly. I'm human.
And I'm a freaking piece of meat. I am so tired of this.
We want to take some phone calls from guys at 1-800-520-1067 who can sympathize with our pain. You've been there. You work in a situation where she will not just get off you, where she will not stop, crossing and uncrossing her legs across the room from you or, kind of playing with her hair when she talks to you. Or Psycho Mike, by the way, for God's sakes. Psycho Mike, what is it that somebody on the staff does to you all the time here at K-Rock?
Somebody? How about the numerous people? I'm going to name names right now. Aisa Juarez, Christine Fung, and Nicole Alvarez should be jailed, should be hung for what they do to me on a daily basis.
Okay, but having said that,
I love every minute.
That's what I thought,
But what is it they do? They touch you unwanted, right?
Yeah, I will be standing facing away from them, and they'll walk up from behind me, feel up my stomach. Nicole Alvarez, in order to enter the studio at nighttime when she's on the air, I have to walk in, immediately turn around, and let her just fondle my ass. That's like the entrance. That's like the code, the password to get into the studio.
You poor bastard.
You stand around without a shirt on all the time.
That does happen.
You know, it's kind of inviting it, Mike.
But they'll call him at home and say,
I like meat.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls at a second. We're talking about males that are sexually harassed by females.
Finally, you guys are doing a public service, using the airways for some good, because this is a problem that has been dogging, I think, all of us for some time now, being treated as sex object, as pieces of meat. No regards for our intellect or our emotional well-being. And frankly, as men, we're fed up.
Your intellect, that's so
and
funny.
Ralph,
you're lucky
Ralph,
to have
by the
a
way,
job.
Ralph has it worse than anybody, by the way, because he's been really working out a lot this year. Oh. Girls around the office don't even know his name anymore. He's just the gun show now when he shows up. Oh, look, the gun show's here.
I've been getting some tea the other day, and Lisa's like, ooh, from the back, you don't even look like the same person anymore. Ooh, look at you.
Lisa.
Look, you only have your job because you're pretty. Admit that.
Only good-looking people in radio.
That's right.
John in Anaheim. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How you doing, Kevin and Bean? Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, John.
Tell us about being sexually harassed.
All right. I used to work at a hospital in Orange County, and I worked in the operating room. And when I would walk through the recovery room, one of the nurses in the recovery room used to just grope me, grab my butt, grab my junk.
That's how they are, women.
And you enjoyed it. You know you did.
Well, you know what? It's really awkward when you're wearing scrubs, and, you know, that's not the time to get a chub, especially when you're at work.
No, you don't want a scrub chub. You're right.
There's just no hiding it.
Oh, that's
true.
Funny.
You're pitching a tent in the scrubs. You can't help but notice.
That's tough.
Let me ask you this, John. Even if you wanted to report it to someone, no one would take you seriously, right? That's how big a problem this is.
Not only that, but in that environment where females pretty much rule that world in that medical environment,
right.
They would have just destroyed me.
Well, it's the old girls' club. You're right. You can't buck the system.
Sure.
That's tough, man.
It's what we went
through.
We got
that glass ceiling.
Being a white man, years ago.
Being a white man in this system, man, it does not pay.
Hey, right. Let's talk to Joe in Wilmington. He's on line four because here's an example of a guy who tried to do the right thing, and it shows you how corrupt the system is.
Joe?
Yeah, hi.
What happened to you, my friend?
Oh, man, I was working at the Movie Land Wax Museum, and, man, there was this girl. She was always harassing me, you know? And this time, she was right in front of the camera. I was working right across. We were working in two different locations, the Ripley's, believe it or not, and the Wax Museum. So I was at Ripley's. And I was right in front of the camera, and she just flashed her breasts at me. And I was like, oh, crap. I was in front of the camera, and I knew the boss was looking at the camera throughout the day.
Did she say, do you believe these or not?
No. Okay.
Kevin, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
This is
thank you.
Nipley's, believe it or not. That's what she said.
You're lucky you're pretty. You would not be here.
And what happened, though?
What up?
There's more to the story. You tried to turn her in, right?
Well, no, what happened is that I told one of my friends, right, that he was a supervisor, too, because she was a supervisor. And there was a few supervisors that day, and that supervisor that I told another supervisor that didn't think it was cool, and they went to go tell the boss. So they called me in, and I ended up getting fired. And supposedly I had heard she was going to get fired, and at the end I found out she didn't get fired.
That's what happens, man. That's what happens with guys.
That's what we're saying.
They start saying you asked for it, you were dressing provocatively, that's why.
Yeah.
And you know what? Her name was Heather, and you know what? She should have been called Heifer because her boobs were as big as her.
Oh, Joe. See, this is what's weird, though, is that most guys spend their lives just trying to get a glance at a boob.
Yep.
Joe calls the boss.
How about Jason in Riverside, 1-800-520-1067. Very serious problem, and I think Ralph is right. It's about time we rip the lid off of this because I think we've suffered in silence as men for too long. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell us your story, man.
Oh, man, all right. Well, I work at a paint and body shop, and we have a secretary. Well, actually, it's the old shop I used to work at, but we had a secretary named Stephanie. She came in every Friday to do the paperwork and whatnot, and you know, she's really cute. Eventually, she just started, you know, flirting with me, and it just got stronger and stronger.
That's the way it starts. That's the gateway right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, next thing you know, she's grabbing my nut, grabbing my junk, you know. and you know, but honestly, I absolutely just dug it. You know, I look forward to Friday coming, you know. But, she flashed me and just everything, and I honestly tried to pursue it more, but she was married and I was with someone at the time. It never really happened, but
yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as you didn't mind, because
listen to how scarred this guy is. He's in so deep a denial. He's convinced himself that he actually enjoyed it. That's just sad.
It is.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know, maybe I do have it twisted, huh?
Yeah, you need a little therapy, my friend. Work those issues out.
You were abused, man.
That's right.
Let me squeeze in one more. It's Israel from Baldwin Park. Good morning, Israel. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. I wish I had it as good as these guys. All right. I was 20 years old at the time. I was working at Walmart. They just opened it. Okay. And you know how they hire those, like, 50 million old people there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the greeters or whatever?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I used to be the stock guy in the afternoon. And there'd be this old lady named Magatha that always, like, I'm stocking stuff the high shelf, and she'd walk by and pretend to drop something, and she'd grab my junk.
A 70-year-old was grabbing your 20-year-old?
Yeah,
all right. Okay, you can't use the S-word, dude. Sorry. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I didn't say that.
BS, right.
You're right, of course. Did you give it to her in the toy aisle?
No, I wish. I gave it to her in the old section aisle. Yeah, but like, what's messed up about it is that I went to the manager, and, you know, there's cameras all over Walmart. And I'm telling you, I told Robert, dude, this lady's grabbing me, dude. I don't know what to do. This is not right. And it was like, Israel, just calm down. There's probably a mistake. You're probably, like, hallucinating. Dude,
see? That's what happens when a guy tries to tell.
And no one believes you.
Like, you know what? I think it'd be in your best interest if you just, like, quit. I'm like, what do you mean? I just started here. I was like, yeah, but she's been working here for, like, 3 years, and...
The guy at Walmart told you to quit?
Yeah.
See?
Dude, you should have just stayed on and tried to outlive her. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Could have done that. All right. Thank you for the call. Guys, the elephant in the room, I think we all know, is the big problem that's happening here, Carrick, that we haven't even addressed yet. And I almost am hesitant to even bring it up because we like her so much, but it's getting kind of unworkable, isn't it?
It creates a work environment that's so hostile, so tense with sexuality, really, that it's almost impossible to work here now. It is for me, anyway.
How can I help you?
Janelle?
Yes?
Supermodel receptionist, Janelle?
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. We're on the air. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Ralph, do you want to tell us the... what you saw the other day, and just describe it for
well,
us.
Well, I tend to cross paths with Janelle more often than the rest of the show because I go out to smoke all the time.
Right.
And I go out the front door, and she's always working there. Mm-hmm. And it's become so blatant. Her sexual harassment of me in particular has just become so blatant that it's getting hard to work here.
What does she do?
Well, sometimes I'll go past her, and she's got her leg thrown up on the counter there while she's working, and she's slathering moisturizer all over her legs.
No, I don't.
You've never done that.
Never.
You are a liar. I've seen you do it.
I have never put my leg up on the desk.
All right.
That's inappropriate.
All right.
Yes. As a professional person.
All it right. is, and it's really out of line, and it makes me uncomfortable. Being a married man, I don't need to see those kind of things, okay?
Now, Ralph, why don't you tell the denier here what it is that you did?
Well, I had Lightning install a spy cam behind the counter there, the reception desk at K-Rock, because I needed some proof. I wanted to go to management and complain, and I needed some proof, so we put a spy cam back there. And I believe it's up on krock.com. You can check out the footage. But you'll see her.
krock.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean page and videos. And we have video up of super hot receptionist Janelle.
That's just entrapment. I object.
Entrapment?
It's her behavior. We call it in a natural state.
Nobody work out like a crazy man now.
Yeah.
You eat right. You do all the stuff to make yourself look good. Who are you doing it for? Exactly.
Janelle.
For myself. Because
you're doing it for us because you want attention
from
us.
But I'm not sitting there in the front desk rouging my nipples.
Don't deny it when you get it.
And then the other day I'm going out there, I guess she's having a little snack. She's eating a banana behind the counter.
It's just a fruit. There's nothing wrong with eating a banana.
Not the way Janelle eats it.
Yeah, it was the way she was eating it.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Look, we put up the video. Click on it right there. Yeah, we put on the video. Kevin and Bean page K-Rock on the video part. And it says Kevin and Bean spy cam.
Putting on lotion, eating a banana, completely innocent.
Excuse me, Janelle. Do you or do you not lick the banana before you eat it, though?
Never.
Really?
I don't eat at my desk, and I don't lather up at the desk either.
Well, here's why don't we go to the tape?
Peel the banana with no hands.
I'm watching the video right now. It seems to be to your left on the floor, Janelle. You're hanging up. You're looking around. You're grabbing the lotion.
No. You guys must be imagining something.
You're in a dress, by the way, putting up your right leg now and slathering on. Okay, good. You just said hi to somebody.
Probably me as I was walking by. She gives me those eyes.
While slathering it on.
She undresses me with her eyes as I pass.
You're so doing that, Janelle. That's this is proof positive.
And just when I thought the banana eating was as bad as it could get.
Well, we're not there yet. We're on day two now on the video. And
I know. Well, people aren't actually watching here on the radio.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You can go ahead then.
She's eating a banana. That was the second thing we caught on the tape. And then by the end of the tape, you'll see it when you go to krock.com and click on it. But it was the worst of all. It was the other day. I caught her. She had a bagel and a hot dog. And she was running the hot dog through the bagel as I was watching.
Oh, come on. What is that about?
She was jamming the hot dog into the bagel repeatedly over and over again, thrusting the hot dog into the bagel.
What is that about?
Why would you even do that?
That's just a taste treat that a lot of women enjoy.
Oh, it's just my lunch. My snack. And I burst into tears and ran out of the room.
Oh, Ralph, you just misunderstand.
She's putting a hot dog through a bagel.
Yes.
She just enjoys eating hot dogs and bagels that way.
Well, who eats hot dogs and bagels that way?
Apparently Janelle.
In and out, in and out. Janelle, what's that about? That's the strangest thing I've ever seen. It's on the video at krock.com right now.
No comment.
I will see you in human resources, Janelle.
Hey, coming up just after the news at 9, by the way, if you're like some people, not me, but some people who look at a lot of porn on your computer and then you're worried about who's going to come after you and see what you've been looking at, well, we've got the perfect invention for you. It's unlike anything you've ever heard before. We're doing a real public service on the program by putting this guy on the air. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
Is it a computer screen squeegee? Is that when you're kind of evidence you're leaving behind?
Hey, Bean, you remember when we checked Doc's computer?
Oh, don't. Oh, don't even talk about it. Yes, I do.
Checked with a dick doll.
Remember? Yeah, we found a. Remember that? We found a transsexual latex sex doll.
Yep,
site.
We sure did.
Well, he could have used this product.
We were so shocked. We had no idea. That was awesome. All right. It's a couple minutes till 9. It's KRQFM passing Los Angeles. Rob was here with our final look at the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning.
Did you guys catch America's Got Talent last night?
No.
Oh,
not
man.
Even one time ever.
Don't watch that show.
It's the most popular television show in America.
Yeah.
Did you know? It is.
It's number one.
Hasselhoff's on it. I know that.
Oh, the Hoff.
Yeah.
Next week.
And Jerry Springer, too, right?
Yes. Jerry's the host.
Oh, that's right. He's the host.
The Hoff is one of the judges, along with Sharon Osbourne and Piers Morgan, who is a British dude in the Simon Cowell vein. And I've been watching a little bit here and there, to be quite frank.
Yes.
And there's a guy on there who is a ventriloquist singing impressionist.
Ventriloquist? So he doesn't move his lips.
Right. He's got puppets. But he'll make your head explode.
Singing impressionist.
He does everybody. He sings all the artists from Frank Sinatra to Garth Brooks to Roy Orbison. I mean, anybody you can name. It's hard enough to sing well. This guy sings well and sounds exactly like the artist, and he does it then again without moving his lips and doing it with a puppet.
Well, that seems like...
That's effing talent right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
America's got effing talent. That's what I'm telling you.
Anyone else or just that guy?
Just that guy.
Yeah.
I think you should win $1 million.
What do you do with a talent like that? I guess you go on a game show and try to win money, but, I mean, how much does that help you, that skill?
I'm sure he'll, regardless of whether he wins this thing or not, he'll be in Vegas
yeah.
in a month. He'll be sitting at one of the casinos doing it, because there's a lot of guys who do ventriloquist shows in Vegas.
Right. And his friends have to hate him, because he's always doing that. All right already with that.
Hey, the toaster wants to talk to you. Oh, hello, I got bread in me. Someone get the bread out of me. All right, we know it. You can make things talk. You're a ventriloquist. Anyway, I was just very impressed. All right, let's talk about Britney Spears, shall we?
Sure. Hard to believe.
Think Larry King wants to hear about Britney?
If he knew who she was, I think he'd be...
Britney Spears. What about her?
Here's what's about her. The rumor may be true, according to the New York Daily News. We're all in for a surprise performance on September 9th in Las Vegas when the MTV Video Music Awards are aired, where it is that Britney Spears will be performing, possibly even opening the show.
Sweet!
Is it the worst kept secret, in quotes? Because it's still 3.5 weeks out.
Apparently, it is. Huh. They're saying this could be the launch of her comeback. This could be the big one. This could be the thing that gets her back on track.
I would bet not.
I would bet against it as well.
No one's sure exactly what kind of routine it's going to be. One insider suggests she might be juggling her children. No, I think that's something I'd like to see. I'd be all for that.
Are they wearing helmets?
No.
No.
That would take all the thrill and danger out of the out of the bit. But I think her smoking,
sure,
juggling her children.
Children smoking.
The children also smoking.
While being right. juggled.
Yes. And then K-Fed throwing knives at her.
I like it.
Yeah. It'd be a good time.
If they could somehow erect a drive-through restaurant on the stage, I'm sure she would apply. She'd be happy to show up.
That's her biggest gift. Driving through and getting burgers. Meanwhile, speaking of children, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are reportedly thinking of adopting yet another child.
Okay.
This would be the fourth adoption for Angelina.
Okay.
They have, one child together, of course. But the rumor is they want to adopt another child from Ethiopia to help their daughter Zahara feel more a part of the family. Look, if you have to start bringing in people from other countries to make your daughter feel like she's part of your family, maybe your parenting skills could use a dust-off.
I don't know. Not doing a great job.
You live with the kid, you're raising the kid, you're feeding the kid, you're loving the kid still doesn't feel checked in with the rest of the Angelina Jolie Pitts?
Yeah.
Then, I don't know, maybe it's not bringing another kid in may not be the answer.
And by the way, the more kids you bring in, the less time you have per child, too. Let's
right,
remember
but the
that.
Less you need to spend with each child because they can entertain each other. See, that's their plan.
I guess.
You have two of each. They have to go back and retrace their steps.
Told you. It's like Noah's Ark. I told you that Angie has also said she's giving up her bisexuality.
Yeah, that's not right.
For her husband.
That's not right.
Well, according to her ex-girlfriend, Jenny Shimizu, that's not the case. There's a documentary in England called Angelina, Saint or Sinner.
where she was interviewed, and she said, there's never been an ending to Angelina and Me, and I think there never will be.
That's so hot.
So we can still hope for some future lesbian action.
When does she have time for that? It doesn't look like they ever get a babysitter for those kids.
No, they're always with carrying them everywhere.
All the time, and they make movies. When does she have time to go off and do that?
You just have to blindfold them, really. That's all you have to do. You don't have to send them anywhere.
All right.
Just give them one of those baby Einstein videos and just sneak in the other room. Lindsay Lohan, she's got even more problems. Apparently, she's being sued by the girl who was sitting in the passenger seat of the car that she was chasing when Lindsay was all jacked up. You remember Lindsay was chasing her former assistant's mother.
Right.
Trying to hunt down her assistant who had just quit on her when she was popped for her most recent DUI. Well, the woman in the passenger seat is a girl named Tracy Rice, and she is now suing Lindsay for, well, many things, mostly mental anguish.
Damn.
According to the lawsuit, it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life, says Tracy. She didn't know who it was who was driving the car, erratically chasing her and that woman, and they thought they could be carjacked or worse.
I don't think you're entitled to a big payout because you were scared for 10 minutes on the road. I really don't.
Really?
I mean, I hate to defend Lindsay, but what's the actual harm to this woman who was a passenger in a car that was being chased by Lindsay Lohan?
Same.
Who's with me?
Cartman.
Cartman is apparently, yeah.
And me.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's probably no real damage there.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was scary, but I think we all go through scary things in our lives, and sometimes we come out better for it.
You just can't sue for every inconvenience or every uncomfortable moment that you have. You just can't, or shouldn't be able to.
We'd be suing on a daily basis if we could.
Isn't that the truth?
Sue being up for 15 things a day.
That's right.
You know?
Hey.
I found some neglected ostriches the other day.
See, that's the kind of thing I would sue for.
I wrote that down on Thanks for That Info.
Did you?
Yeah.
Excuse me, that's worth bringing up.
No, it isn't. Not to us.
Why wouldn't I share something like that?
Why would you?
I wrote a strongly worded letter to the animal control yesterday. I was very deeply concerned about these ostriches.
Shut the hell up!
Ostriches can take care of themselves pretty well.
I don't. I'm not a layperson. Yeah. I don't know that much about it. They look bad to me.
They're a sturdy bird. The ostrich.
Good band.
The sturdy birds. Yeah, they are good. And for friends and fans of Rob Zombie, there's some good news. Not only is Rob releasing his version of the classic horror film Halloween later this month, he's the director of that, but Rob has also announced he is releasing his first live album. Zombie Live was recorded during his 2006 tour in support of the Educated Horses CD, and we'll get to hear all the live stuff from his solo work as well as his days as leader of White Zombie. And then after that, when the album comes out on the 23rd of October, the DVD will follow, so you get to see the live performances as well.
You know how they always add like a new song to that? I have Rob Zombie.
You have the new Rob Zombie?
Yep.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
Just lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up.
That's a different direction for Rob.
That is scary. Some of his scariest work, I think, right there. Today's celebrity birthdays. Debbie Mazar.
That wasn't him.
What? The heck what? You say?
I know.
Debbie Mazar from Entourage is 43 years old today. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace is 39. Anthony Anderson from the Transformers and the soon-to-be-seen K-ville on Fox, he's 37 years old today. Natasha Henstridge from Species and from the whole 9 yards and the whole 10 yards, all those yards movies.
Sure.
She's 33 years old today. And Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, 35 years old today.
Lisa, what was that awesome movie you saw with Ben Affleck recently that was so good you can't
Hollywood
stop talking
Land?
About
Hollywood
it?
Hollywoodland. Oh,
no, yeah, that was good.
He was really good.
He was really good.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Ben. When he's properly cast, I think he's as good as anyone.
Mm-hmm. Much like he was in Dazed and Confused.
Which is the movie I was asking about, yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hollywood
Land. Well, that, as you know, would never have occurred to me as an awesome movie true. That I can't stop talking about.
He was great in that.
He was fantastic in Dazed and Confused. His best work, I think.
And have you ever seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sure.
Okay, yeah. He is really funny in that. Playing himself as well as his character from Chasing Amy.
His best comedic role was the After School Special where he started doing steroids as a teenager. I don't know if anybody ever caught that, but it's fantastic. He throws his mom down a staircase and stuff. It's great.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's pretty fantastic.
We gotta check that out.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Ben Affleck. You're 35 today, but you probably knew that because it's your birthday and you know when you were born. Probably. If you don't, ask Matt Damon. I'm sure he knows. Because you guys are very close.
Showbiz.
Good friends.
I'm Ralph Garman.
You've worked together. You've grown up together.
That's the show.
Spent a lot of time together. You just vacationed together. I saw the pictures. Two of you are tight.
That's the showbiz.
His wife, Jennifer Garner, she might know too.
I'll forget it.
I'm Ralph Garman.
K-Rock LA Invasion, and your chance to win tickets to that coming very soon. And they go on sale Saturday at noon if you'd like to buy them. It's 9:44 now on K-Rock. Yes, Bean?
I was going to say something, but then you said that, and I thought you were going to hit the button.
I will hit the button now, yes.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
We've got a well-oiled machine going on here at K-Rock after all these years.
The chemistry, it's like you guys are one person.
I know.
Finishing
each
other's thoughts.
Well-oiled and well-watered.
Well-oiled and well-watered.
What? Wow. How about that? What about 50 free songs on iTunes just for getting on the air at 1-800-520-1067? Yeah, Apple iTunes, there's always something new. Keep listening for updates on all the new releases. Do we want to start with Rachel or should we end with Rachel?
I think we want to end with Rachel and take our sweet time.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's start with Jim in Westminster. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going? What'd it do?
It's going really good. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, just for all you that just sick of the jury duty things coming in the mail, just about 20 years ago I got one, handed it to my old hippie sage friend Rick, and he goes, give me that thing. And he scribbles across it, I'm a drug addict, leave me alone. And I sent it off to him. I've never heard from him since.
I'm a drug addict, leave me alone.
There you go.
Here's what we do. We have Dave, the King of Mexico, who's going to be at Bean's house this weekend.
Right.
Find the jury summons.
Yes.
Write, I'm a drug addict. Send it back in. They'll never call him again.
I like it.
Oh, it's awesome.
We have to start coming up with plans to skew Bean's jury duty somehow. We have to F with it.
Guys, I just am upset that I can't get on the R. Kelly trial that's supposed to start next month. Wouldn't that be the one to be on?
I guess. Yes. John in Beverlywood.
Hey, what a do, nephew.
Beverlywood.
Why does it say Beverlywood?
What a do, babyville.
Beverlywood's right at the adjacent of Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
Is it?
Okay. West Hollywood and Beverly Hills, Beverlywood.
Yeah. What's going on, John?
So you guys are great Dodger fans, and you remember he was an all-star shortstop with the Dodgers in 95, Jose Offerman.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So he hasn't played in a couple years, and he's now in some Atlantic Coast League on Long Island.
Right.
And he was hit a home run his first inning, and then third inning came up and got beamed by the pitcher. And I guess he's not too happy not being in baseball anymore, so he attacked the pitcher with his bat.
The pitcher with his bat?
Wow.
Yeah. And he was briefly arrested, and then he was released right away, but now he's going to be suspended for God knows how long. But
wow.
Yeah, I thought it was a great story.
That is a great story, and you very rarely hear of there being any outside the ballpark kind of penalties from the behavior within the lines. I mean, how often does somebody charge with assault or something for beating up a guy during a sporting event? It just doesn't happen.
I'll tell you who should have been arrested is the guy running bases last night for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He's on first base, and the guy
ran right across the third. Did he do that?
No. But there was only one out, so the guy flies out to the catcher, and he just meanders over to second base, and they throw him out of first base.
Oh no!
It's like a little league play. Who was that? Who was the?
I don't remember.
You remember? Oh,
the guy the caller was talking about though took his bat and he whittled it to a point. I think that's
did
why
he?
They,
wow.
they accused him of
that's serious
attempted
he's,
murder.
He's
yeah.
quick. Brett in Fullerton. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
That was my favorite gardening tool, Lisa.
Oh, I get that. Hi, Brett.
How you doing? Hey, so last night I was watching America's Got Talent.
Yeah, how great was that?
It was, whatever.
All right, go ahead.
But I saw a commercial pop up for Mr. Bean's Vacation. And right away I thought about Kevin because he loves all these horrible, horrible movies.
How dare you?
And I right away think all of us should get together, make a pool of money, and get Kevin not to go see it.
Oh, you can't stop Kevin from seeing a bad movie. That's just not possible, dude. We've done everything we can. And Kevin loves the Mr. Bean movies for the dialogue. Remember that.
Actually, by all accounts, that's pretty funny.
Yeah?
It's a huge hit in England. Huge.
I like Mr. Bean. I just don't know if I like him that long.
For a whole movie.
Yeah.
He's a pretty funny guy. Yeah. All right, let's just stop beating around the bush. Okay. Let's get to Rachel in Cyprus. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
What's
that? We were talking a little earlier this morning about men who are sexually harassed at work.
Yes.
We're fed up with it.
Well, actually, we sexually harass all the guys at work, and they love it.
You think they love
it? Or do they tell you that just to keep their jobs?
What's that?
Are you their bosses?
No, we're receptionists.
They're crying on the inside, though.
No, they love
it. Oh, they're so hurt. They're so tired.
They come and weep, and they just have to sit in a shower with their clothes on to try to feel not so quite so dirty.
No, they have to take cold showers because they get excited.
So you and your friends at the job there, you're teases, and you love it.
Yes.
Would you go out with any of them, or you're just teasing?
We party with them, but we don't, like, date them.
You just hump them?
Yes.
What is it you do? I mean, we were describing our receptionist, Janelle, supermodel receptionist Janelle, who does things like put lotion on her legs while she's wearing a skirt at the front desk, which is very distracting, very difficult for us men to work around. Do you do stuff like that, Rachel?
Well, I have a lot of cleavage, so I'll purposely bend over in front of guys
and say
dirty stuff to them, and we'll smack their asses and put our hands down their pants and...
You put your hands down their pants.
You guys hiring?
Where do you work?
I can't say.
I need a part-time job.
This is what it's like.
There's like a sorority pillow fight going on over there at the same time.
Oh, yeah. They love it, though.
Can I just visit your place of work?
Oh, definitely.
Matt says he'd like to come work with us.
Yes.
He wants to come work with us.
Where is this?
Well, we're in Cyprus. We're actually next to the Bandai building.
Cyprus next to the Bandai
building.
Yes,
off of Valley View and Catella.
And you're Valley View and Catella. Right.
Hey, let me ask you this, Rachel.
Making me nuts. She's got a great
have
voice.
Any of the guys ever complained? I mean, seriously, it's fun and all,
never.
But has anyone ever, have any of the bosses ever complained saying it's not professional in the workplace to act like that?
Never.
And if then a guy, keep doing what you're doing.
If a guy did complain, though, what would you do?
Well, we thought maybe doing it to that one person, but everybody else still gets it.
You don't want to give up the comedy in that. No.
Okay. Even the poor vending machine guy that comes in, he's pretty hot, so we harass him too. And he gives us free drinks and everything else all the time.
Yeah, I bet he does.
All right, you hold on. We're going to need to get some more information.
Why do you
do this?
Hold
just
on.
To make them crazy, or do you actually get some pleasure out of it as well?
Both.
Yeah.
Then I think get their address off the air. The K-Rock microphones need to go down there during work one of these days and just see how this goes down.
Mike's made a decision.
Would that go over well?
Yes.
It would. Okay.
See? All right. Come on, dude.
All right. So Mike and his microphone apparently will be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hold on.
Thank you, Rachel. By the way, speaking of Janelle, our supermodel receptionist, Ralph had a spy cam installed, and we have video evidence now of the way she's torturing us guys here at K-Rock, and the video is up at the Kevin and Bean section at krock.com. And I got an email from listener Vic who says, your previous descriptions of your receptionist as hot fall way short of the mark. That girl is ridiculous. If you had half a brain, you'd do live remotes from the K-Rock lobby. Start taking it with you to your Christmas CD and your calendar signings. Attendance will explode, as will some listeners. P.S. Thank you. So the video going over very well online.
We did bring her to our singles party on the boat, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Yes. She was a big hit.
Big hit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's way too pretty to work for us. I don't know what she's doing with her life. She should be like something else.
But what's the deal with the hot dog going through the bagel, for God's sake?
That's just rude.
That's all that
seen
is.
Really out of line.
That's too much.
I want to thank our special guest on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And, of course, I'm talking about our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. And if you missed yesterday, we were talking to Drew Carey about this much more serious injuries than I had heard about of his Price is Right accident. You can find those videos, the pictures, at krock.com and the Kevin and Bean sites page or up at TMZ.com. They also have those videos posted if you want to see it. You'll be very surprised how bad it looks.
Videos or pictures, either way. Also tomorrow we have Jonah Hill from Superbad.
Oh, I can't. I've been trying to tell you how great this movie is, and I need to tell you more.
I can't wait.
It's so great.
It's Friday, right? It's this Friday.
This Friday it debuts, yes.
Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 15, R. Kelly. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Joe Rogan in studio.
Great.
Bean is having a visitor this weekend, and Bean doesn't really invite people to his house. No
first
one.
Time ever.
Ralph, you ever been invited to his house?
Oh, no.
No, I've never been invited to his house. Lisa?
No.
No.
Are you kidding?
King of Mexico is going to go, and they're going to hang out and party like little girls do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to go through the list of what's going on this weekend.
We're going to have a tea party and watch High School Musical 2.
I have a very busy calendar for Dave when
of
he
course.
Arrives, starting from the minute I pick him up at the airport on Friday. I mean, it's going to be an action. It's his first ever visit to Seattle, so I've got a lot to show him while he's here.
Yeah, I bet you do. There's a very good chance you're going to pick him up with no pants, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not pick him
at
up
all.
At the airport.
Dave, why do you think you were invited and not us?
I'm just rad.
All right.
There you go.
Also, tomorrow, there are cookies being sold in Japan, and they are called F Cup cookies.
Really? F Cup?
F Cup.
They're F'd up cookies.
No, F. CUP.
Oh, oh, oh.
And they're saying that the fat in the cookies will go straight to your boobs.
Oh,
yum, 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 yum.
You can aim fat. That's yes. So good to know.
Do you eat the cookies or you just strap them to your chest?
You eat them and it makes your boobs bigger.
Wow.
F-cup cookies, so we'll look at
that. Sounds like a win-win for the ladies, that didn't, Lisa?
Sure. And we have more tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Speaking of the Invasion, how about Velvet Revolver as part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock coming up? That's Get Out the Door, their new one. Also, Foo Fighters are going to be included. We got Ramones, Incubus, Killers, Plain White Tees, I Wonder What Song, and so much more coming up next with Cat Corbett right after this on K-Rock.